This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
You're listening to Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston 90.1 FM, and Galveston 89.5 FM.
promise money, but see it doesn't mean a thing to me. I ain't celebrity, be down here on my knees.
It's been a long time I don't go to church.
I DJ the G-spot, party after work. I ain't gonna lie, this and God show hurts.
I need to wear more like my polo shirts. Pop the tops, sometimes don't stop.
I love me some Heineken, used to drink them there. But baby, I done brought it down a bit.
And I know that I need someone who can.
Birthing verses when I know for certain I ain't have to be here. Have been in at birth, what am I worth? Going to church, looking for God, but hurts wouldn't let me search. Father, forgive me for turning my back, turning the crack, turning my specs. Like I guess I didn't need you for that. Spiritual warfare, yes, I believe in holy war. Cause half the time I'm fighting, I don't know who I'm fighting for. I know your name, Jesus, Elohim, El Shaddai. Spoke your name in the fetus. Even in the fetus, Seamus was trying to give reason for daddy to leave us in. Mama to abort the child for the struggle ain't it alive. I can't say life is easy, but believe me, knowing I got a friend that'll never forsake me, make it worth breathing. Suicide made it tempting for leaving, but choose your purpose, reverse the cursing, and be considered is a good enough reason.
I'll ask you again.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
It's 2 a.m. on the East Coast, 11 p.m. on the West Coast. And over in India, Richard Gere is being charged with a sex crime that doesn't involve a gerbil. But it's 1 a.m. here in the throbbing heart of the Montrose, so it's time for After Hours. Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
I'm Jimmy Carper, and I'm the other one.
Can you believe Richard Gere could get in trouble for kissing a woman?
Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine that. Yes. Well.
And it wasn't even a female gerbil.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, come on.
I know.
I'll leave the duct tape and electrical tape jokes out.
That all was, you know, tired in the 70s. But, hey.
So were you, not me.
I was not tired in the 70s, I'll tell you.
I was tired in the 70s because it was still nap time for me.
Shut up. Anyway, another edition of After Hours is here. And we had some new music to start off the show.
Yes.
Yes. His name is Josh.
Duffy.
He's a Houston boy. And he's working with Jason and DeMarco. He's got his own CD out. And the title of the CD and the cut that we played was...
Well, the CD is called Artificial.
Mm-hmm.
The song we played was What If Life.
Yeah.
That was featuring...
Jason and... Yeah, featuring Jason and DeMarco.
Did I play the right one?
Yes, you did.
I played 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought I played 10 for some reason.
No. There's quite a few cuts on there I like. Anyway, you'll be hearing more of that in weeks to come. I met him this evening, as a matter of fact, and got the CD from him. J.D. Doyle has been playing him on Queer Voices. He's also being played on Out Sirius Satellite Radio. And other venues. And I've got to say, I've looked at all the pictures, and he's much cuter in person.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the good picture they put in here was the centerfold, and it's kind of, you know, this...
Yeah, it's kind of...
I'm laying on a table, sad and lonely.
Yeah, poor thing.
But, you know, blonde hair and blue eyes, you know.
Yeah.
I'm Polish, we fall for those things.
Mm-hmm.
Then they invade us, and all sorts of hell breaks loose.
And then after that... We played.
I don't know who we played. here's the CD.
Yes. Why, it was Miss Money.
Yeah.
From which CD was that?
This one.
It's the only full-length one I have, as a matter of fact.
It's called Whoa Man.
Yeah, Whoa Man.
And we played Best Friend.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that. And we're going...
I'm seeing double, though.
You certainly are, because Miss Money is right here in our studio. We'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. Last time we saw her was at the...
In a scary little bar at like 12:15 at night.
It wasn't scary. It's Club Dignity.
Oh, please. When we pulled up first, we were scared.
Well, it was 9 o'clock and the place wasn't open yet. Right on Scott, right off of the Gulf Freeway there, Club Dignity, and we were there for the Homo Revolution tour.
We had a good time.
We had a good time, and then Miss Money closed it. She came in and just wowed the audience. Should have been 10 times the people there, but hey.
We're going to work on that next time.
We are going to work on that next time. We are. Anyway, some things going on in the neighborhood. Please mark your calendars for Boy Darren, Boy of Montrose, because he's presenting Gravy Train Show and Raffle. That's benefiting the PWA Holiday Charities. That's happening May 4th at 8:30 over at the BRB. And some things coming your way from our good friends at the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star. Okay. Anything Goes, hosted by Imperial Prince Royal Falcon at Tony's Corner Pocket. That's next Friday, May the 4th, starting at 8 p.m. This is a benefit for Legacy Community Health Services. And then the next night, Saturday, May the 5th, Ereses is proud to present South of the Border, hosted by Count Matt Spare and Countess Morgan Fairview and Yorkie Wood. at the Undercurrent in Galveston. And that is also a benefit for Legacy Community Health Services. Then, next the week after that, Aresis is proud to present the Sock Hop, a birthday show for our hosts, H-O-S-T-E-S, what would you call that?
A misspelling of hostess.
Gotcha. Viscountess Craven Moorhead at the BRB. That's Friday, May 11th at 9 p.m. Then let's see what's going on with our friends at ICOH, Imperial Court of Houston, Space City Empire. Tonight was a fun show over at EJ's. They had East Side Trash Show. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. As you can recall, all kinds of trashy numbers, including one that I really would like to get a copy of and play on the show. Something about your head up your ass or something. And
well, that's special.
Yeah, yeah. So Sunday morning, this Sunday morning, like, whenever you go to bed and then wake up again, you can amble over to Mary's at 10 o'clock in the morning because they start serving breakfast. So you can get your Bloody Mary and breakfast at 10, not have to wait till noon. But it's going to be a kind of a breakfast tomorrow is kind of a breakfast brunch because at 1 o'clock p.m. is the second annual Mary's Tent Revival. All kinds of good gospel music, some tongue-in-cheek gospel music, and yours truly is going to be in this show at 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, so in other words, after Miss Money leaves, you're joining her?
I don't know where I'm gonna when I'm going to sleep and what.
Would that be a speaking with your with your tongue in somebody's cheek?
Something like that. Just something back. Like that. We have a lot of fun with that. We have some serious music and then we have a lot of kind of really tongue in cheek stuff going on. Of course, every Wednesday night the jukebox show over at Mary's at 8:30 ish. Yeah, you know how that goes. And Friday, over at EJ's, Roger is going to presenting Cuatro de Mayo.
Cuatro de Mayo?
Yeah, no mayo.
A quart of mayonnaise?
Something like that. Well, you know, he's Hispanic and he wanted to have the show on Cinco de Mayo, but so many things are going on, so he decided to have it on the Friday before and call it Cuatro de Mayo. That's him. That's Roger. And of course, every Saturday morning, of course, is Sunday morning is breakfast at Mary's. And let's see. I might want to even mention a show way in the future, because Jeff and Rose are airing everyone's dirty laundry again at Mary's Naturally's Saturday, I think that's changed to June the 2nd at 8:30 p.m. Fundraiser for ICOH Ring 5, with 15% of the funds going to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund. That's a fund set up for people who do not have HIV but have other problems in their lives, who need a little boost or a little help. And Let's
just go to our guest. Why don't we?
Well,
let's get to the calendar later. Let's.
Okay.
Let's go on.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Praise, he's finally listening to me.
We're going to go to a piece of music first.
Oh, right. Oh, I am?
Yes.
What am I supposed to cue up?
You were supposed to cue up.
I pay attention as well as you do. This one?
That'll work.
We've already played that one.
Oh. No, that one. The first one on that one.
Good, because there's only two on this one.
Well, I had a 50% chance of getting it right then.
And 50% of the time is wrong.
Hey, whatever.
I wouldn't give him that good of a thing.
Anyway,
all right.
This is by Miss Money, and as soon as it's over, you're going to hear her voice.
When I hit the mute button, she's going to hear the voice.
Yeah, but you're going to hear her talking.
Oh. Well, if we cut out the music.
No.
Just hit the button, huh?
Just hit the button.
Okay.
I think so, too. Welcome, Miss Money.
Thank you.
It's been too long.
Oh, I know. I'm back at home. Oh, Lord, I'm back at home. That was my first demo ever in the music industry.
Really?
I can't believe you still have that.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's the only full-length CD of you.
Dude, I got to get you some more music.
Yes, you do. And I realized that when I saw you perform.
Yeah, thank you for coming
Homo
out.
Revolution Tour.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting... into bluesy R&B stuff
honey.
Now.
Oh honey, yeah. I'm gay, but I'm trying to work on the other G word, good. You know, trying to grow up a little bit, mature a little bit.
Yeah. Plus, you've been doing a lot of production work
that. Yeah, doing a lot of production work. Actually, that's what I am, really, a producer and engineer by trade, but I'm a singer by passion. So I was invited out on the tour to hang out with the rappers.
Yeah.
And that was kind of fun, getting to meet some of the rappers came from overseas and getting to hang out with some of the Brits. You know, Q-Boy and Miss Fontaine, of course, came over. So it was good to... we're all a big family, even though we're thousands of miles away. The gay hip-hop community is such a close-knit community because, well, for a long time, we were kind of the laughingstock of the industry, but now we're kind of, you know, coming up, and it's
they're starting to take notice,
are they? Yeah, they're taking notice of us, so it's really exciting.
We've been playing a lot from the music from...
Okay.
Even the songs we're not allowed to play, we've been playing.
Oh, well, you know, this is After Hours. I heard the advisory, so people have been forewarned.
That's right.
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, JD talked about this last, on Monday, he did a special about the hip-hop.
And,
you know, he put in the disclaimer saying there's a lot of stuff I can't play because the FCC says I can't play this. And, you know, he's saying, you know, I hate having to edit it.
Right.
And it's like, oh, and it took him forever.
I can imagine it did.
But, you know, there's part of me that goes, you know, especially if it's relevant.
Right.
You know, if it's not dropping an F-bomb just for the sake of dropping an F-bomb.
Right.
Sometimes it is the appropriate word in that phrase.
Right.
And, you know, a couple of my... I need to listen a little bit closer to Deadly before I keep playing him.
Oh, yeah.
He's more along the lines of what we traditionally think with rap.
Oh,
yeah. Deadly is, well, they call him the gangster, gay A-Y.
Yeah.
Gangster, you know what I'm saying? And Deadly is, that we all come from different aspects of gay hip hop. You have people that are on one extreme who are more street, and then you've got Dangerous, Johnny Dangerous. He's on the sexual tip. You know what I'm saying? Then you have me, I'm more on the spiritual tip.
Yeah.
So I think it brings a broad kind of feeling to the movement, and I think that's going to help the movement in the end, is not that we're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
So hopefully in a few years, you know, we'll be doing bigger things.
The other thing that is very different in homo music is the mixture of races.
Yes, and it's, you know what? We got more white people in this than we do black people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a minority in homo, I'll be honest with you.
But well, in the beginning, it was like you and Dutch Boy.
Yeah, it was Dutch Boy and Deadly, of course. And then now what you're seeing is we've always had more men for some reason than we've had women. And that's really odd because it's such a, you know, they don't really like the guys over there. In hip-hop, they don't like the gay guys, but we have tons of gay guys in homo hop, and it's a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? And some people might mistake some of us females for the males, too, sometimes, but hey, you know, I try to throw some lipstick on every once in a while.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That kind of surprised me.
The
whites and Hispanics that are in it.
You know what? I think, too, a lot of it is that the black community, homophobia really is bred in the black community from the time we are children. And so you have so many closeted black people in the music industry that are just afraid to come out. You know what I mean? And I think if there wasn't the fear in the black community, we probably would have more black gay rappers out there. And in time, maybe that will become better. But it starts in the church, the Southern Baptist Church, AME, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Grandma and grandpapa trying to tell us that we don't have anybody gay in the family, knowing Cousin Ray way walking around with them Daisy Dukes on. We know what's going on. But it's going to get better. It's going to get better. It's going to get better.
Now, what got, you know, when you talk about hip-hop, you know, it's traditionally, you know, until recently, it's male-oriented in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, whether straight or gay, it was male-oriented. What got you into this genre of music?
I always liked working behind the boards and recording and engineering. And when I got to Houston, I just became soaked into the hip-hop community. I really liked what was going on down here. This was before the Paul Wall and Chamillionaire and the Mike Jones thing started going, but it was bubbling at the time that I got here. And I was really intrigued by that. And it's really odd that people talk about homophobia in hip-hop. I can't say that I've come across a lot of it in my career because people embraced me when I got down here to Houston, and I've loved it, haven't had too much of a problems with it. And the rappers down here, even though on record they, you know, they're kind of anti-gay, you'd be surprised when they turn off the mic how friendly these guys are and how open they are to gay people. A lot of it is just them trying to live up to the Snoop Dogg image, and they trying to be Dr. Dre, and they trying to be all these people that they see on TV. They don't know that, you know, just be yourself. If you have a tolerance for gay people, just express it. You don't have to get out here and be fake. You know, we don't need that. We want some authenticity in the game. But like I said, hopefully in time, you know, Dead Lee and Tory Fix were on Tower the other day. I don't know if anybody got a chance to see the Tyra Banks show, but we actually had two of the gay rappers on the Tyra Banks.
No, I missed that.
You know, Tyra Banks, honey, she's doing the thing right
now.
She's doing the thing. And she's, whereas Oprah has kind of, you know, is a little bit more conservative, Tyra Banks, she has all kinds of people on that show. Mm-hmm. So she brought them on, and I think it's good to see that people in the media are giving us a fair shake, where for so long it was just like, gosh, we were out here eating pinto beans, literally living out of a U-Haul. You know, and then, of course, Alex Hinton came along and did Pick Up the Mic, and Pick Up the Mic has really been a godsend for pretty much everybody in the movie.
Do you know, there's been a half a dozen people who've come up to me and said, I saw you on TV.
Jimmy, you didn't know that, baby?
I don't get Logo.
And it debuted at the Toronto International Film Festival. We should have brought you up there. You could have found you a husband, honey.
Oh, I've got one.
Okay, all right.
28 years.
Then never mind. That's all right. We'll find you.
I could use a boyfriend.
Okay, well, they had some of those up there.
And speaking of the movie Pick Up the Mic, if you are one of the lucky few in the city of Houston who gets Logo, it will be airing on May the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
It says 9 o'clock, so I'm going to guess that's Eastern time.
Yeah,
so I'm going to say 8 p.m. Here in Houston.
And somebody tape it,
yes, please.
Tape
it.
I want to see it.
Okay.
And, you know, some of the performers, if I just clicked off the wrong button there to just double check on the date and... Internet work is working.
We work with the computer a lot.
I see y'all are all high tech over here.
Yeah, well, he is.
Oh, okay.
He can get his email and get his porn.
I am a 20th century man.
Are you, Jimmy?
That's it.
All right.
That's
well,
it.
That's okay. We love you.
I mean,
you can't help but love Jimmy.
Including with Ms. Money, there's Johnny Dangerous who we play here.
Yeah.
Deadly, who you've heard recently.
Yeah.
To Q-Boy, which you heard a little bit a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Dutch Boy.
You know, we have a transgender in there, too. Catastrophe.
Yes.
Catastrophe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Paradium. Scream Club.
Oh, yeah. Scream Club. Yes.
Marcus Rene Van.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
J.B. Rap.
Mm-hmm.
Tim T. West.
Yeah.
God S.
Yeah.
God
Tim T. West has been around a long time.
Yeah. He's a spoken word artist as well, so he does the rhyme. And he's with DDC. Can you say the D word on here? The D...
Deep Dick Collective.
I know you know how to say that word.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, if you don't say the, as long as you don't drop the F bomb.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, then I'll write it home then.
Just say FCC if you need to say the F word.
If we didn't say that, we'd never be able to say Cheney's first name.
Oh, goodness. So hopefully everybody will tune in to MTV Logo. It took forever for the movie to get down here. You know what I mean? The movie came out, I believe, about almost 2 years ago.
Wow. It says it's a date of 2005.
Yeah. Wow. So it's just now getting down here. In Houston, we just so behind. Oh, Lord.
But, you know, you say that, but I noticed that for years, years back, when hip-hop was, like, on each coast.
Right.
We seemed to be a pocket here in Houston.
Yeah, and we caught a lot of things.
And maybe it's because I'm here at KPFT, your Pacifica station, because we've had hip-hop shows and artists in here all the time, and they're talking about it. And there just seemed to be a huge movement here in the Houston area.
I think Houston has room to grow, but I think we've done well so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've done well so far. I think that when you get to showing us on TV and putting us in a movie, a lot
there
of people are like, whoa, man, as long as we can keep you guys in the club after 12, we're all right. But when you start showing up on MTV Logo, and eventually the movie will move over to MTV, you know what I'm saying?
Sure it will.
It's just bubbling right now, and Alex Hinton really, I mean, this guy deserves so much. We were really afraid because this white man shows up at my door talking about he's doing a gay hip-hop movie, and we're like, are you the feds or what? Because it's definitely not Publishers Clearinghouse, man. But But he's done a beautiful thing, and I applaud him for what he's done, because he could have easily done the movie and not included us and taken all of the credit for himself. But he has, and he's taken us around the world, and when he goes places, he takes us with him, and I think he, you know, he's done a beautiful job in that.
Wow, I didn't know all that.
Honey, he took us to the Toronto International Film Festival, and I'm not talking about no Motel 6, honey. We was in the Ritz-Carlton eating off of Chanel napkins. Now, I still got some of them Chanels at home.
Don't blame you. I do not blame you, honey.
So he's a nice guy, beautiful guy.
Okay. So you've cut down on your performance.
Yeah, you know what? I still sing a lot, but for me, the producing is really... And the engineering is where I want to be at. And plus, I like to sing. I want to reach people and sing it. I'm not necessarily singing to sell records. And anybody that's listening to hip-hop right now knows what's going on in hip-hop. There's kind of this struggle between what's right and what's wrong. Well, we've been saying a lot of wrong stuff for a lot of years. And, you know, this guy named Imus kind of, you know. He kind of put the spotlight on us. So I think that I took the backseat approach because I didn't want to be involved in that. I didn't want to be involved in that message. But the good thing about what's going on in hip-hop now, the negativity is opening up doors for artists like me that are so positive.
Sure.
So,
Queen Latifah opened that door for you.
Yes, Queen Latifah. And there's so many women that came up, Salt and Pepper. You know, women
that never
used sex. They never used vulgarity. Mm-hmm. They didn't, you know, they're not on the corner selling crack, you know, trying to sell a record, you know, behind it. So we have some really positive role models. I'm hoping to become that in gay hip-hop. You know, I'm working on becoming that. And you know, maybe I can inspire some of these young kids around here to do the same.
Because it's exciting.
Yes.
For us, it's a new genre.
Yes.
And it's just growing and growing and growing. And frankly, I was shocked that the Homo Revolution Tour was even coming to Houston.
I was too.
You know, Houston is not a town for live entertainment.
No, it's not. It's not
in the gay community anyway.
No, it's not. And really, what's really odd is that Houston, San Antonio was actually, that crowd was a really good crowd. Austin crowd was a really good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas crowd.
Well, so you have a lot of college people in Austin.
Yeah.
And San Antonio, for some reason.
Oh, honey, they were ready.
Yeah.
That was a really great show. So it's going to get there. As soon as somebody gay goes platinum, well, then everybody's going to,
We love gay hip hop.
You know, being with the radio show and all that, you know, you think we would get some advance notice about this.
Yeah, and that's another thing.
And, you know, I tease about the fact the reason we found out about the Homo Revolution Tour.
Did he tell you this?
No.
Oh, just wait.
Because Big Nug,
okay,
put his music video attached to his personal ad, and I came across his personal ad and go, oh, he's cute. And then I found out about Homo Revolution Tour.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Big Nug for being cute, man.
That's really how we found out about it.
I found out about this through a personal ad website that Big Nug had an ad up and was talking about this.
But then Outsmart came, and they did a great...
And Outsmart is, I have to applaud Outsmart, too, because they're trying to pick up some flack, too, because that's what we're really missing. We're missing the promotional end. We're missing the business push right now. I mean, Alex Hinton can't do it by himself.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And he really is the biggest thing that has happened in gay hip-hop. He's done more for us collectively than we were able to do individually. But we need more people with that type of drive and that type of enthusiasm behind the scenes to help the scene grow.
You know, I was hoping that there'd be a big crowd in there at that club that night, because this was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. It was a big deal. And I had a chance to...
And I was really embarrassed by my city.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
for that really poor
I've been down here so long, and I know Houston. I know
so
that.
You don't expect
I mean, I know that really you need to have some drink specials. You know what I'm saying?
I
DJed at Chances for like 4 years. You know what I mean? And
we
never had a problem with crowds or anything like that. But a lot of it is just word of mouth. Pushing. And right now, that's not happening. But it's going to happen. It's better. I mean, we had a couple people in there now. It's better than singing to the roaches. But
but it's also a crowd that a lot of the crowd there was not really familiar with hip-hop.
That's what's happening to a lot of them. They don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people probably came there that night looking to do something else, and it's like, oh, Lord, here these people come. You know? I mean, and it's funny, my father actually was at the club that night. My father's a preacher, you know what I'm saying? And
oh, my goodness.
He really enjoyed Q-Boy. And I was like, Dad, all right now.
Whoa. Because Q-Boy and Deadly did a number together that was really kind of hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what my father preached about the next day, but I can imagine.
They were in their underwear, and they were flapping around, and you know, it was just...
Blessing the crowd.
Oh, I felt truly blessed.
Jimmy, you should stop.
No, and one of the things, you know, I've always been one that wasn't interested in hip-hop and all that. And one of the things that I actually told this to Big Nug that night is, I think one of the reasons why I didn't like it before wasn't as much the message, but the fact you couldn't hear the message.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the artist. When I hear a lot of hip-hop, you hear on the commercial stations and all that, it's kind of just rambling.
Yeah, it is.
You can't pick out specific words.
It is.
It's like, how can you hear that message that you're saying of all the intolerance and hate? And, you know, with the exception of the sound system, I could understand and comprehend what the singers were saying.
When you saw it in person?
With the exception of the British accent.
Brits.
Not both Brits. Q-Boy's accent was too difficult for that sound
Q-Boy
system.
Q-Boy has a very, very deep, I don't know what side of the country he comes from. But, he can be difficult to understand.
Well, after seeing his performance, I would say he's a Cockney.
Yeah, the Cockney. Well, yeah. Never mind. Never mind.
He went there.
It took him a moment.
And it went right. It just went smooth over your head.
Well, I'm a lesbian. It took me about 5 minutes longer than y'all to catch on to that.
But no, it was just, I mean, it's just one of the things that I noticed with listening to performers. And, you know.
When I was on the tour, one of the things that I kept telling the DJ is, please keep the music down so that people can understand what you're saying. We can appreciate a kick drum and a snare, but if these people don't know what they're saying, you know, and every time I got on stage, I instructed them, you got to turn the music down because I want them to hear what I'm saying. I want to convey to them how I feel.
Absolutely.
Because there's not going to be a connection if you're just, you know, noise.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a good point that you brought out, that you were able to understand what they were saying, because they are saying some important things.
Yes, they are.
You know, some people are up there saying some things, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of X-rated. Yes, they are. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I think that you have to balance the sexuality and the whole entire aspect of I'm gay in the bed with this with something else.
Well, it's like when we came the following night when we did the show, I opened with My Family.
Okay. I love that song.
I wish I would have had the version they sung here in Houston when they did that. Because that's one of the few ways I could play JDF. I don't know if I can edit her. She's got a potty mouth.
Oh, you mean JFP?
JFP,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Julie F. Potty.
Yeah, Julie FCC. that's what the F stands for.
I know. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I started with that because I thought that was a great way of showing the diversity of what this was.
Sure.
And I think after that was... I don't know if I played La Revolution. I've been playing a couple of Big Nugs. No, I played one of Deadly's, I think.
Okay.
We've been given that airtime.
Between La Revolution and Sweat from Big Nug.
Well, Big Nug is very interesting because he's one of the new soldiers in the movement, and I really like him because he's already paying respect to the people that have been there longer, and that's something that you don't see in hip-hop, you know, because everybody comes out after a month of demos, they think they're platinum, you know what I'm saying? And I thought that was really interesting. I was at the show, and all of a sudden, you know, Big Nug is bringing all the gay hip-hop artists on to do a song paying respects to the movement. This is a new kid, you know what I mean, that could easily be up there saying, me, I, and he wasn't. He was bringing everybody into the movement, and the movement, we're a nice movement, but we have problems with ourselves. Everybody wants to be the first one to go over the edge, but I keep telling the other artists that we have to have a tolerance for one another so that we collectively can help each other, because one of us isn't going to make the movement. It's going to take more than us. So Big Nugget, he's one of my favorites. He is big too. Oh my God.
Yeah, he is big.
Ooh, have mercy.
Yeah, no, I've noticed in the homo hop music is message music.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's message music. And then pick up the mic is message.
Yes.
It's all message. You know, people thought that it was going to be a whole bunch of queens running around in dresses with mics, and it's not.
No.
You know, it's not at all. We're coming out with a strong message. We're very strong people. Don't let the rainbow colors fool you, honey. We'll slap those rainbow colors on your forehead real quick and in a hurry.
And I just love to play message music.
Yes, it's a beautiful
because
thing.
That is a way of educating my audience about what's going on.
Yes.
And doing it in a way that they'll listen to it.
Yeah, and you would never believe how many straight people come out to the Pick Up the Mic screening.
Oh,
my goodness.
I can imagine.
I mean, older people, younger people, and all of the feedback has been like, we just never knew about you guys. It's not that we didn't like you. We just never knew.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a diversity to it of that community and the hip-hop community that we don't even get in our community in general. I mean, you know, gay men, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, all colors working together.
Show me one other group that has that much diversity.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's too bad we don't have that in hip-hop. Or in R&B or rock, for that matter.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's too bad because you're leaving out an entire population of people that have something to say.
Now, when you get the Asian guy in there.
Okay, now, we need to work on that. Yes, we do. That'll come up eventually.
Yeah. But I wish we could have that much diversity in our own community.
I know, and
there's so much of the white bars are here, the black bars are over
and
here.
And I don't understand that about Houston, Texas. We got black gay pride, we got white gay pride.
That's right.
We don't have nearly enough power down here to be discriminating within the community. You know what I mean? I just think it's the most ridiculous thing. And when you go up north, there's a little bit more tolerant for the races in the gay community. But down here, we still have some cowboys.
We still have
some cowboys.
And
so.
I can understand that because you look at the pride committee and it's mostly white.
Yeah, and I think it would be nice to bring more color, not just black people. We need some Hispanics out here.
Yeah.
We need some Asian people out here. I'm tired of seeing people walk straight. I need some people that's crippled out here. Come on now. Give me somebody with one arm. Lord, somebody.
But, you know, I've been on the other end of it, too,
like with
the gay and lesbian switchboard, and just trying to get diversity is really, really difficult.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think a lot of it is just that people don't want to think out of the box, or they've just thought in that box so long, they don't know what to do. I love Mary's. I love JR's.
Mm-hmm.
I love South Beach. You know, and I remember I came into the industry, I sang at JR's, and I was like probably one of the only black people there on Sunday nights. And now, it's been a couple of years later, you're getting more of that. But a lot of it is, you know, the black people, we don't want to go over and hang out with the white people. The white people don't want to hang out with the black people.
Exactly.
And it's just, come on now. You know what I mean? We're gay. We're six colors. You know what I'm saying? We got red. We got blue, purple up in there. I don't see no black and no white in the six colors. It's a rainbow, baby.
She gave me an idea what song we're going to close this with. It's not hers.
Oh, but anyway, I'm so happy to be here. It feels good to be back.
It's good to have you. We need to get you in here more often.
Let
people know what's going on in the music community because you've got you just don't do the hip hop thing. I mean, you're doing a lot of other stuff.
I'm singing for the Lord. I'm out there on the blues. I was out there with Bobby Blue Bland and Percy Sledge.
No kidding.
Oh yeah, honey, the blues singers. And it's really odd. There's so much tolerance for gay people in the blues community.
There's so much
in the gospel community. Even though they're in the closet, there's so much tolerance for gay people. So I'm hoping that comes over to hip hop.
Yeah,
I would like to see that.
Because this station is very strong on blues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, KPFT, you all have been a blessing to so many artists. Thank you, Jesus, for KPFT. Keep the money coming in, folks.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I really stress playing just GLBT artists here because you guys don't get airplay elsewhere. It's because of the GLBT thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not because you don't make good music.
No,
damn.
And thank God for the gay media. Oh, my goodness. The gay media has just been a blessing to all of us. You know what I mean? And out, not just Outsmart, some of the other LA Times, they're not necessarily gay media, but they got a lot of gay people over there.
I mean, LA Times. I saw a thing on here. The Chronicle did an article on you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Joey Guerrero at The Chronicle. That's a beautiful gay man, I tell you. But Joey Guerrero has, you know, we have gay people out there that are standing up for us and are opening up doors for us. Just like Martin Luther King opened up doors for my mother and father, there are gay people out there opening up doors for me.
There you go.
I mean, you're one of them, Jimmy. And JD, I don't know where you are, but I'm mad at JD. He didn't even come up here and give his favorite black woman a hug. I'm going to get him.
But, you know, 20 years ago, when this show first started, it was hard finding music by GLBT artists.
Wow, now you've got...
And now with the internet, and you can be independent.
And what's even awesome is that a lot of these artists I haven't met yet, but I know them through your show, not Jason and DeMarco, you know what I'm saying? It'll be a matter of time, but I'll meet them eventually. I've heard a lot about them, you know what I mean? And they're doing the thing, too.
They are.
And we got this Christian Andresen. Do you know this gentleman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He was on this show when he was doing dance music.
Oh, honey, Christian Andresen, honey.
Yeah, he is such a sweetheart.
Oh, he is. He's a firecracker. That's a firecracker. You can't get him on July 4th, honey, but you can get him year-round. I mean, he's a beautiful, beautiful, you know, just there's so many artists here that have opened up their arms to me and are not only, they're not selfish artists. They're very open, open-hearted and open-armed, and they're giving me a chance. I'm trying to help them out, so
that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, baby, we're moving ahead, honey. Ain't nobody stopping the gay movement. We're moving ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're moving.
The other thing, though, is 20 years ago, I would play anything I could get.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of it was something that somebody recorded in their bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, but nowadays, the production values are so good.
Oh, yeah, we all got our own studios now, you know
what
I mean?
It's incredible.
Yeah, well, some of us started out recording vocals in the bathroom. We've moved over to the bedroom now.
She did that. I know she did that.
Well, nowadays, you take your laptop into the bathroom, you record it digitally rather than going in with the tape recorder.
Yeah, that's what you do. So, you know, we know how to disguise and fix it up for you.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful thing. I'm just so happy to be here, and I'm so happy that people are giving us a chance to be heard.
Good. Good.
You know, I speak for myself. I appreciate it.
Miss Money, I need some more of your music.
Oh, we're going to get you some more, baby. We're going to get you some more.
Okay.
We're going to get you some more. And shout out to everybody in Houston that has helped me and supported me. It's a beautiful thing to still be around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is. It's a beautiful thing to still be around.
Yeah, I went to your website.
Mm-hmm. MissMoney.net, MissMoney.net, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Come and get you some money, baby. Come on.
And you'll find out all about Miss Money and all the stuff she's doing. I was flabbergasted.
Well, the hip hop is such, and it's not just a gay thing. It's a woman thing. You just can't do one thing. You can't get out here and sing and expect to necessarily make it. You really got to be out here doing a lot more than that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're producing, if you're engineering, anything you can do to keep your name out. And what I've done with my grind, and for the people out there that don't know what that is, hustle. What I've done is I've tried to include as many people in what I do, and not only come be on my playing ground, I go and be on their playing ground, and I go and do what I can for their career. That way, you get more people involved in what you're doing.
Absolutely.
You know, so I've replaced selfishness. You see a lot of that in hip-hop or music industry in general. I replaced the selfishness with a selflessness. And it comes back to you. The blessings come back to you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's trying to make a dollar, but let them dollars go for a little while, and those dollars going to come back to you 100 times fold.
I heard the preacher kid in there.
Somebody got an offer plate right now.
We need you back here in 2 weeks when we're doing our pledge drive.
Yeah, somebody pass the offer plate right now. But anyway.
Because the spirituality is a big thing.
If it wasn't for the Lord, and I've gotten so much flack for loving God. I've probably got more flack for loving God than I have for loving a girl.
You're
know
kidding.
What I mean? Yes, people get mad at you. They're mad at God, so they're mad at me. Don't be mad at me because you're mad at God. Take it up with Him. I love Him. I can't help but love Him. Don't get mad at me. So, you know, I take the spirituality. I'm not dropping my love for God just because I'm gay. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
I
mean, absolutely.
That's a contradiction. That's what God is for. You know what I'm saying? He's here to help you. If you're gay and you need help with that, you need to talk to Him. I was looking at the 2007 Gay and Lesbian. They got so many therapists in there. You don't need, not to take away from them, but you don't need no therapist. God is free, honey. He don't pass the offering plate. Thank God, because I ain't got no money right now. If He did, I couldn't afford them.
Well, you know, things have changed.
Yeah, they have.
Because for whatever religion there is, there's a gay counterpart.
Yes, and the gay churches here in Houston are really doing a great job at ministry.
And if you go to the Pride Parade, you're going to see more entries from the religious community than bars.
I saw the gay preacher, hanging off of the Pride Parade.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Pastor, I didn't know you was in the parade this year, and he sure was. Shout out to Metropolitan Church and Community Gospel. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, the gay churches here, they're doing a beautiful thing. There's such a demand for ministry in the gay community. People do not know how much these young kids, the gay youth, you know what I mean? They need something to talk about other than, you know, a techno beat, you know?
Yeah. And this weekend is the 35th anniversary of RMCC.
Man
himself, Mr. Elin Harris, he's signing books. He's in town. He's going to be there.
Wow, Elin Harris, beautiful talent.
Beautiful man.
All right. Now, I'm a lesbian. I don't know about that.
Wow. That one man has spread the word about gay life to the black community like no one else.
That's right. And what's interesting about his, because I study all of the people that, you know, the people that are at the forefront of the movement, this man's talent came out of, get this, depression.
Mm-hmm.
He was depressed, and he began to write about it. And in his depression, he helped other people.
Sure.
And he brought himself out. So for those people out there that are struggling with sexuality, I highly recommend that you find an outlet for your struggle and don't internalize it.
You bet.
Because we're all going through struggles. I talked to Joey Guerrero the other day, and I made it very clear to him that I'm not anti-straight. You know, I'm not against the other straight artists. Beyonce had similar struggles as I did.
Sure.
There was a time, did nobody want to listen to her? Did nobody want to go to her shows? Did nobody want to do nothing for her? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's big, I don't hate her for that. I look and see, this is a woman that went through the same thing
that
I'm going.
And she struggled and she made it.
Yes, absolutely. So don't internalize your struggle. Get an outlet for it and let it change to help other people. Oh, Lord, I'm y'all know it's Sunday.
She's starting early.
But I'm so happy to be here, and I'm just, it's a beautiful thing. You know, my rappers actually, you remember Chris Styles? They all came down to the studio?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, they're very, very straight. So his mother saw the movie, and my goodness, they were just so proud to see their straight son in this gay movie.
Good.
So I think people are just, you know, going to open up to it eventually.
I think so, too. And there's people like you that are helping to open that door.
I want to open it. I'm a usher for gay hip hop, honey.
She wants to knock that door off its hinges, is what she wants to do.
Yeah. That's what I want to do. So.
And bring it to the masses.
Absolutely. We're coming.
I love it.
We're coming.
I love it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So, what kind of music are you doing these days? You know, I saw you at that Homo Revolution tour,
honey.
And, you know, I'm used to you doing the kind of music we've been playing.
Yeah, and you heard a little bit of soul out there.
That's beautiful.
Honey, I like to take the Holy Ghost with me wherever I go, baby.
I loved that. I need that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's something else that we're missing in the gay community. We don't have a lot of soul singers out here.
Mm-hmm.
We need some gay folks out here that's doing some soul, some R&B. You know what I mean? Not just hip-hop. I know we got some gay punk bands out here. Let's get some. I want to see a gay polka band, somebody. You know, let's get the gay people, if you have a message, if you have a craft, if you have a talent, put it out there. Somebody's going to pay attention to it.
You are so right.
I think people are afraid.
Gay polka band?
Honey,
why not?
Come on, give me a check.
I'm Polish.
I took accordion lessons for seven years.
Okay, well, there you go.
My dad's got an accordion sitting at home.
Wow.
What?
God, I haven't seen one in 30 years.
I don't know how well it works because it hasn't been used in 40 years.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I really want to encourage people to put the talent out there. We have so much room for so much more talent. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, you just don't know.
I could just do 3 hours of music every week.
Okay.
And never play the same song twice in a year.
That's awesome.
You know, we have that much music
out there by
queer artists.
And let me tell you, you all, After Hours has been a staple in the community. You all are definitely a consistent presence. How have you managed to pull this off?
September is our 20th birthday.
Wow. That's a blessing, Jimmy.
It is
a beautiful thing.
And I've been here for 19 and a half years of that.
Bless
you know?
Your heart.
So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because you and JD, you really really, I don't think you all know that, but you all are kind of celebrities in the gay community, in the gay music community. I don't know if you know
really?
That. Yes, honey, JD.
Well, I know he is.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, you are too, you know what
he
I mean?
He is the guru.
Oh, honey,
there
yes.
is no one in the world who knows more
and
about gay music than him.
He's the quietest guy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just odd that this
oh, yeah.
guy that's so quiet and doesn't say anything has so much knowledge about our community.
I met him years and years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
But he's always been a music person.
Okay.
But then he was collecting music by girl groups from the 60s.
What?
Oh, yeah. That was
wow.
his thing.
Wow.
And then, just, I don't know how many years back that
mm-hmm.
we reconnected,
mm-hmm.
he had sold off that collection.
What?
And he was
wow.
collecting now gay music.
Wow.
And he's got it. He's
I'll tell you
he's got more than anybody else
honey,
in the
that
world.
That is a unique white man if I've ever seen
yes.
one.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a beautiful guy and I have so much love for you guys. You know I love you guys.
I know.
You are the first ones to play my music in the music industry. You know I'm gonna come up here anytime.
I remember you sending me those emails.
Yeah,
and,
baby.
Yeah, you need to play Miss Money's music. And I thought, who is this
who
woman?
Is this? Yeah, it was me.
And then I heard you, and
yeah.
I thought, oh,
yeah,
man, what
yeah.
have I been missing?
Yeah, so it's good to still be around. I plan on being around for a lot longer.
Good,
and
good.
We'll never forget my roots, ever.
We want you around.
Yeah, I'll never forget my roots. Never,
okay.
Ever.
Well, okay, that wraps it up then.
All right, well,
I don't
tell everybody.
You know,
I love everybody
when you
out
get
there.
Down to that, it's just, there's no more to say.
Yeah, there's no more. We've said enough. We're going to let people go ahead and get ready for church in the morning.
And we're going to have you back. We're not going to wait
oh,
another
yeah.
three,
yeah,
4 years.
Yeah, and when the other artists come in town, I'm going to absolutely insist that we all come down here and just
absolutely.
Invade the show. We're going to crash
yes.
the show.
Yes,
we're crash
you know
the show.
You can do that.
Yeah, I hate that we didn't get down here for the Homo Revolution tour before. You know what I mean?
Well, the I mean, you know, there's we're kind of going, you know, it would be nice if they were here on Saturday.
Yeah, then we could have.
But it was like,
yeah, there's
I
no
wouldn't
way.
Have liked that because, you know, I had a chance to digest the show,
yeah,
and we got to see the whole show.
Yeah, we would have had to leave early.
We would have had to left early and
yeah.
we would have missed it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we definitely wouldn't have been there when
yeah.
when you came on.
Yeah. yeah.
They made me last, and I didn't want to be last. I don't like being last.
It was a nice way to end it, though.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You went through all that.
All that energy.
Yeah.
But then you had that soul stuff.
But, you know, we had
pretty.
A transgendered on the tour. You know,
yes.
Fox Giselle.
Yeah.
She's
yes.
a sexy little thing, isn't
mm-hmm.
she?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't played that one yet. I know we played... we played Miss Fontaine.
Okay, Miss Fontaine. Okay.
You know.
Now, have you all gotten a chance to play some Johnny Dangerous? Can you play him on the station?
Well, we've been playing him for
oh,
years.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, I know he's got quite
got
the mouth on him.
Yes, he does. So we have to be careful.
Okay.
He actually wasn't here at the Houston stop.
Okay. Yeah, he was sick that night.
Yeah.
He was sick that night.
So he wasn't there, but he actually has some FCC cleared ones.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He does
that. He did.
We love when artists are able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, put
yeah.
a clean version.
Yes.
For radio.
Yes, and that's very important.
And that's what we did with Big Nug, is we asked him for
a
clean version.
Yeah.
He sent us La Revolution, and
okay.
I think I stole Sweat. I didn't care what was in it.
Okay, now what about Tori Fix? Did you all get a chance to meet him? You know, Tori Fix used to be Prince's
yes.
DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was Prince's DJ, yeah. So he's kind of doing his thing.
Oh, Johnny
yeah,
and Tori,
that,
we played
He's got
for
that
years.
Single, Marry Me.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
we've
yeah,
been playing
Tori.
That one.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been playing those guys for years.
Okay, yeah, Tori. Now, Tori and Deadly, Dutch Boy, Goddess, all these people were already out before I came out, so I figured
yeah.
that you all probably knew them and everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
great. That's
We've,
great.
I mean, we started getting more in with, you know, Sosei.
Yes, the wizard. You know, he's Jewish. You think the Christians are having a fit right now.
Well, the one song of his that I love to play
I'm
is...
I'm so gay. Have you heard that one?
I don't think I can play that one on the I'm sorry, we did play it.
Okay.
I did play it, okay. And then I stopped on the third line.
Okay.
Fortunately, his website has the lyrics.
Okay.
So I can follow along and see where I have to stop.
Okay.
But no, I play Work / Play
okay.
the Bar Mitzvah remix.
Oh, yeah, that's so say all right.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, after listening to that song, I wanted to give up ham for a week. I gotta let everyone know that you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. We're here with Ms. Money.
Yes, we are. So do we have something queued up to?
Yeah, I was gonna play something that goes along with what you were saying. I found another song of hers we can play.
Oh wow, you know, my music is clean now. I don't do a lot of that cursing. My father, I feel like my father's behind me right now, ready to slap me. To be honest with you.
Oh, there it is.
As soon as he figures out where it is.
I put the CD covers usually up here or down here. I had put it up on the board there.
No.
I figured I'd put on Don't Mind the Hustle.
Oh, yeah, that's me and that Dutch Boy.
Dutch Boy
produced that track, actually. So that was my way of kind of jumping on some of his work. He's a beautiful thing. He's so short and so powerful.
Yes, and he's so businesslike.
Oh, I mean, honey, yes, he is. Yeah. Let me tell the gay guys love him, honey. We were in Toronto. Oh, I couldn't keep him off of him.
I can imagine.
And he's bisexual. I think it's really odd that gay hip-hop, one of the pioneers of gay hip-hop, is a bisexual man, you know, and he's dating a lesbian. For people in the movie, that seen the movie, you know, I kind of kid him about dating a lesbian. But this is a Dutch Boy track, and this is Miss Money featuring on his track.
Thank you, Miss Money, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Some money for some chips. I signed up for this industry, so money ain't gon' trip. But who I'm rolling with? Just me, cause I don't quit. I've been hustling for these hits, and I'ma hustle till I die. 20-hour days leaves me little time to cry. From the MIAMI to the fighting Illini. The cars that I've been dealt, I do not like, I ain't gon' lie. But why ask why when there is heavenly control? Me guiding my own life is like a drum man on the road. Or money when she throwed off the tide account we blow. That purple icky sticky that we smoke when ain't no droll. I wish UPN could come rewrite reality. Hell, all I really need is one session with Missy. I can bring the Triton, she can bring the NPC. And I'll sing at any note in any time, any key.
Please don't let, please don't let, please don't knock the hustle.
But yo, I can't afford it. But maybe I can put something on it. But goddamn, man, I'm tired of working for the man, shaking the devil's hand to get the Kruger. And I don't mind hustling, nose to the grind, put some muscle in. Never hear me bitching or cussing, just give me just enough to get by. Cause I ain't a mall rat. Icy white tees and ball caps and jeans is all that I wanna do. What I love what I do. Maybe get a cruiser, Mini Cooper, rolling on 22s. I wanna buy a house, I'm tired of paying this rent. I wanna knock out my loans, but I can't make a dent. Because a big ass check just puts you in the next bracket. They tax it, spend it on the war in Iraq. Life's a struggle, but the struggle is life. You got to get the beans and rice before the bends and the ice. A lot of people need a food and a shelter. Coast to coast, up through the lakes and the delta. Now if you're from the hood, you flood. From the burbs, you suburban. Let's get it together in the urban. I don't mind the hustle.
Miseducated, but this is dedicated to the whole LGBT community.
Yep.
I know y'all suffering out there. Wave that flag.
Wave
them high.
Come on.
Chomp at me now. Yeah. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing whole stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak for thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing whole stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak for thee.
Most hated MC in the planet. Built myself a fan base, that's real. You can't deny it. Being me is such a struggle, cause it's hard to be accepted. I keep on making noise for this industry to hear it. I can only be myself, live my life with no regrets. You fake female MC, repping G and shape to the death. On top, don't forget, spit the truth with every breath. No
family loud and proud like the president. Met many peasants in my time trying to break me. Made a few enemies first day at OLC. I was teased, bullied, some even lied on me. Tried to get me expelled so I can be a nobody. That started in 92, was hated on by many. Now I hold a legacy, they know that I be legendary.
I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee.
Now I'm old and grown up, myself I'm blowing up. Plus I'm owning up the stereotypes, the dice. So what? Get a rush when the blood rush. Shook to my tip, I'm not trying to be explicit. I gotta tell you how it is. Settled in the habit of being rumored to match it. Plus freshman year of college gave me a whole new status. Hated bottom for the fratuses. I bagged the fatted asses. Plus I did in a week. But they dreamed first year on campus. Made friends thought I could trust. But friendships go bust. And suffering from a breakup, my poor heart had enough. Became the biggest asshole. Insides were ice cold. No longer giving a what. Ain't doing shit that I'm told.
I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never received a hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee.
My life is never easy. No one was there to free me from the voices in my head and the feelings I was feeling. I was scared to make the change to the one thing that'll make me happy. The person I really am, the person that is me. Got introduced to the life by a friend of the family. It opened up my eyes. I was blind but now I see. This life will never be easy. My family just told me, but I gotta be headstrong. Keep living a life for me. Many people cross my path. The aftermath and Rosie. Already an outsider. Mama ain't here to hold me. Gotta fight my way through. Express my point of view. So what if I'm GA? Why I gotta start to offend you? You think that I'm gonna change just to make the haters happy? Stay true to myself. A lesson I learned from Fappy. My ways are engraved and the bullshit slide past me. Look gazing afraid to act big and bashy.
I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars. Never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love. Representing all stars, never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee. Let your heart speak with thee. Let your heart speak with thee.
Right here, I had to do it for my gay folks. This is dedicated to my people in the gay life. Nigga, don't get mad at you, still got the skills to link it right. I don't understand why some straight people trip. It's 2006, what's up with this discrimination shit? Hold up, homie, it's my time to speak. I represent gay pride, and I'ma rep for my peace, huh? You don't like the fact that I'm dating women? Well, I don't really care about your damn opinion. Yeah, I'm a dyke, I stand tall and be proud. I'm a dyke, shine when I walk through a crowd. I represent gay pride, see rainbow beads in my head? I represent gay pride. You see that fly rainbow grill? You been hating, discriminating on the G. Nigga, don't get mad, cause you can't be me. You see the women I be tricking, women be flipping. You all uptight, because it's women that I'm licking.
Tell me why you hating on us? Is it because I squirt rainbows and represent gay pride? Gay pride. Tell me why you banging on us? Is it because I'm a dyke representing gay pride? Gay pride. You all the sickos should be chilling with us. She getting love from us. We represent gay pride. Gay pride. And the homies who be hating on us, nigga, we ready to bust. Gay pride. Gay pride.
I have a lot of straight friends that got love for me, but a lot of player haters talking shit about Jesus gays. Okay, cause tomorrow we just might see a brighter day. A lot of homosexuals commit suicide. Homosexual, homicide. You seen the movie Boys Don't Cry? I ain't
lying, nigga, this shit is real. A lot of gangs in this world have been bashed and killed, huh? I know that you can hear me, but my nigga, tell me, can you feel me? Huh, I'm real with this, I'm getting sick of this. A fool will take your life, cause you a faggot or dyke. I get on the mic and let you know gay people have pride. Look at my life, I can't believe I survived. I shed so many tears, I don't think I could cry. Sometimes I wanna die, I constantly stay high.
Tell me why you hating on us. Is it because I spark rainbows and represent gay pride? Gay pride. Tell me why you banging on us. Is it because I'm a dyke representing gay pride? Gay pride. All the straight folks who be chilling with us, shit getting love from us. We represent gay pride. Gay pride.
When the poets who be hating on us, nigga, we ready to bust. I want the whole world to know that you ain't gotta hate us. If you took the time to know us, you just might get to love us. We real cool people, a lot of us are raising kids. People bad mouth us, say we live a life of sin. I ain't got time to trip, nigga, I got a good heart. You know the man up above's the only one who could judge. Things is even getting rough on my son. The kids clown him at school, cause he got a gay mom. I tell him it's cool, don't trip if they talk about me. The lifestyle I live, baby boy, it makes me happy. Just because I'm gay, they wanna bash me and stab me. Many getting mad cause the women always grab me. I've been raped, hated on, addicted to drugs. Full of so much anger that I explode like a bomb. Now this is a fact, if you harass me, I'll harass you back. Leave me alone and it won't have to come to that.
Tell me why you hating on us. Is it because I spark rainbows and represent gay pride? Gay pride. Tell me why you banging on us. Is it because I'm a dyke representing gay pride? Gay pride. All the straight folks who be chilling with us, she getting love from us. We represent gay pride. Gay pride.
Hating on us, nigga, we ready to bust.
Gay pride, gay pride. Tell me why you hating on us. Is it because I spark rainbows and represent gay pride, gay pride? Tell me why you banging on us. Is it because I'm a dyke representing gay pride, gay pride? All the straight folks who be chilling with us, she getting love from us. We represent gay pride, gay pride.
And the boys who be hating on us, nigga, we ready to bust.
Gay pride, gay pride.
In 1993, Tina Brandon was a victim of a horrible hate crime. Shit. Just in June 2002, Jeffrey Owens was murdered by gay bastards. Stop the hate. This is Della Cruz live from Gay Pride News, nigga. From my heart, rest in peace to all my gay people who have been brutalized and victimized.
Viagra, yo, and get me one too, and get a box
it's a magnum plus gay plenty of them lube. Cause all the guys in here, they're fine and they all looking hot. They make me want to take them home and then I'll make them mine. There must be something in this drink cause I am way turned on. Or maybe it's the crowd cause they're all fine and it is on. And everyone is dancing, and everyone is grooving, and everyone is shaking, living in this love and moving. We are the bigger fellas, and we will shake our ass. Come over here, big daddy, let me get a piece of that. And everyone is dancing, and everyone is grooving, and everyone is shaking, living in this love and moving. We are the bigger fellas, and we will shake our ass. Come over here, big daddy, let me get a piece of that. Let me get a piece of that. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Big daddy, bend on over.
Ooh, you know you want it.
Yeah, yeah. You know you want it.
Ooh, you know you want it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, we mentioned Big Nug enough times. I figured I had to play some Big Nug. That was Big Nug with Sweat here on After Hours. I'm gonna write that there. It's two G's on both words. B-I-G-G. N-U-G-G, Sweat. Before that was De La Cruz with Gay Pride, Ms. Fontaine, Waving the Flag. And before that, of course, was Ms. Money with Don't Mind the Hustle. There we go. Write the last two letters of Hustle because it looks funny on the sheet. Jimmy's returned.
Yes,
stick it in.
Well, Miss Money promised us some new music, and I can't wait to get it because I want to play more of her, especially some of the blues and R&B that she does.
Okay, so maybe it was in this.
Because I was just blown away at what she did at the Homo Revolution Tour.
I just kind of coming in, sitting down there, and that little. Yeah, it's a nice way to wrap it up, kind of like almost cabaret-ish.
Yeah.
This way she kind of sat down on the stool there and just started singing.
That was so nice.
The only thing that makes me able to stand rap and hip-hop is that gay people are starting to and talking about gay stuff in it.
Well, that's the point. It has a message for us.
Yeah.
And I like any music that does that because it helps us with our self-esteem issues. Mm-hmm. And any queer has had self-esteem issues because we're different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to listen to Deadly with a bleeper.
Yeah, I know.
Figure what I can play.
No, I know.
We're all different. But the rest of the world thinks some people are more different than others.
Yes.
Well, just like the show before us there, when they were talking about
BBWs
and all that.
When big, beautiful women and big, beautiful men.
No. BHM. Big, handsome men.
Oh, okay.
That's the way they designate that. Oops. I just came in and I gave Lisa a look. Like, yeah. She kept waiting for me to jump in. It's like, I don't jump in unless I'm invited.
No, you don't have to do that on Lisa's show. She's great about that.
I was busy showing clarity there. As much as I tease you guys about some of the hot guys that are into the larger guys, I was teasing clarity with some of those. She's like, she almost wanted to grab a Snickers bar.
Well.
So
I think beautiful men come in all kinds of sizes. Where did Jimmy go now?
He's looking for his papers there because I cut him off earlier.
Yeah, well. Dennis Watson was supposed to be here to talk about the debris show that's happening next weekend. And unfortunately, I didn't bring any information on that show. But it's a fundraiser for the Lady Victoria Lust PWA Campout. And this spring it's happening on Mother's Day weekend. That's May 11th through the 13th. And
camping in the woods.
It's outdoor camping for adults living with HIV/AIDS and their support group. Actually, it's outdoor camping for men living with HIV/AIDS and their support group, and more specifically gay or bisexual men.
I have a very hot friend whose birthday happens to be on Mother's Day.
Ooh.
This year.
And, of course, Mother's Day is always over at Mary's in the late afternoon is the Mother of Montrose contest.
Montrose could use a mother right about now.
And of course, Father's Day is the Daddy of Montrose contest. Mm. Let's see. There was something that I wanted to... Let's see. I got this on one of my lists. Two priests are in a Vatican bathroom using the urinals. One of them looks at the other one's penis and notices there's a Nicoderm patch on it. He looks at the other priest and says, I believe you're supposed to put that patch on your arm or your shoulder, not your penis. And the other one replied, oh, it's working just fine right there. I'm down to two butts a day.
Oh.
I love it. A joke that Chris hadn't heard before. And he's weeping into his mic.
I wish I had the strength to hit the 8-second delay.
Well.
Sorry.
Well.
Oh, Lord.
And wasn't it nice of the Vatican to decide that unbaptized babies don't go to
purgatory? That was so sweet of them.
Isn't that sweet?
It'll probably take them another couple of hundred years to figure out where they actually do go. Yes.
Suggestions is where the Pope could go.
Yeah. As I was mentioning while I was talking to Miss Money, the 35th anniversary Sunday this weekend for RMCC, our 35th anniversary Sunday is here. Hope to see you this Sunday for powerful music, moving history, and spirited inspiration. Our special guest at both The Well and The Fountain is best-selling author E. Lynn Harris. His story is a resurrection story because he recovered from an attempted suicide to claim the life he knew God dreamed for him. Other special guests include our MCC regional elder, the Reverend Elder Darlene Garner, and MCC executive director, Reverend Dr. Cindy Love. At 12:30, we'll relax and celebrate with our 35th anniversary jazz brunch and book signing with E. Lynn Harris. Anyway, that was by Reverend Dwayne, the senior pastor at Resurrection Metropolitan Community Church, located at 2025 West 11th Street. And,
Jimmy, look up here and see if this sounds, if this name is familiar to you. Do you want to talk about this?
No.
You don't know the person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I don't.
Oh. Well, I'll just pass along the information to everyone here. This comes part of the Houston GLBT Community Center weekly newsletter.
Okay.
The Community Center is saddened to learn the death yesterday of Sandy O'Daniel, a transgender advocate who was remembered as the father of the F2M community here in Houston.
Oh.
Was moderator of STAG. Some transgenders are guys.
Yes.
There shall be a memorial on Monday, April 30th from 7 to 9 at Houston Area Community Services Center, HACS, at 2520 Morgan at Pacific. Friends of Sandy are encouraged to bring flowers and Southern-style dishes for a potluck supper. Sandy was a vital part of our community, one of those unsung heroes who made a difference in many lives as an activist, educator, and role model, but who didn't get the attention he merited.
Mm-hmm.
He was a quiet man, but sometimes with passion to make life easier for others who were in transition, he made. And he knew how to make jewelry, how to wear jewelry.
Oh.
This comes from Tim. Kristen Williams posted a wonderful tribute page to Sandy at transhouston.com. Also coming up this week, Fresh Start Church worships at the Community Center on Sunday.
Sunday.
1 p.m. Associate Minister Jason Black.
Ooh.
I wonder if that's his birth year. If that's the case, I may go to church.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, he's 20 or 21.
Probably not his birthday. Anyway.
One can hope.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS Foundation Houston holds a positive opinion leaders meeting at the community center on Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh Start Church holds a Bible study on Wednesday at 7:30. Here's that Jason Black again.
I see.
Pink Flag Houston meets at the Community Center for a Pride Parade float building meeting on Saturday.
Ooh.
At 2. Vinette Houston holds its monthly social and movie night on Saturday at 6.
First Saturday of the month.
You can go to the new and improved community calendar at HoustonGLBTCommunityCenter.org. Don't forget GLBT night at Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnamese and Chinese and French and all those sorts of different cuisines.
Mm.
2405 Montrose, the former Senorita location. It's going to be on May 8th, starting at 6:30. Pom Pom will be meeting on May 9th at the community center. There will be a new poetry club, Scorpio's Rainbow Poetry Reading Club.
Really?
Started by a local poet named Lisa Jackson.
Hmm. Do you know her?
No. Meeting once a month at the community center on May 12th at 1 p.m. The Men's Gathering of Houston, a discussion and support group for African-American gay men, will meet twice a month
uh-huh.
at the community center beginning on May 12th. They'll be there at the second and fourth Saturdays from 6 to 9 p.m.
Oh.
Funny, I haven't written in a long time, and every time I hear the word poetry, my head goes, what, huh? Somebody said poetry?
Huh? Positive Brothers United Potluck. Positive Brothers United, a social support group for men of all colors with HIV,
mm-hmm.
Will have a potluck open to the public at the center on May 20th. They're also coming up in June, the Lawrence v. Texas commemoration and celebration, the Futures Conference working group meeting in August, an art affair coming in October.
Goodness.
All this is at the Houston GLBT Community Center, your home. Your queer home in Houston, located at 3400 Montrose, Suite 207. You can check them out at HoustonGLBTCommunityCenter.org. Park in the Skybar parking lot. Just tell them you're there for a tenants meeting.
There you go.
As long as you promise not to jump.
Bayou City Performing Arts.
Nice.
Bayou City Performing Arts Family and Friends. Join hosts Lynn Garrod and BCPA General Manager Colleen Fisher to experience our twist on the classic silent auction fundraiser. Bayou City Performing Arts breaks its annual gala tradition for a fresh approach to fundraising. Just an auction, which is what it's called, will be a silent auction brimming with the quality you would expect of Bayou City Performing Arts auctions, but no black ties.
Yay.
Isn't that nice? And the date is Thursday, May the 3rd, this coming Thursday.
I don't even own a tie.
And it's located at the Baring and James Gallery, catering by Don Carlos Catering. And, oh my goodness, now the Baring and James Gallery is just one block south of Allen Parkway behind Gravita's Restaurant and the new Federal Reserve Bank. And, oh my God, round trip tickets for two to New Orleans.
Ooh.
Revel in the royal treatment package includes 6 hours in a chauffeured Bentley Continental Spur donated by Bentley Houston. Lovable 6-week-old puppy. A Texas Hold'em lesson. Custom-designed Texas ice chest. Solid sterling silver money clip with 14-karat gold Lone Star accent.
You know, Hold'em takes on a whole new meaning
in
this neighborhood.
It sure does.
You gotta know when to hold them.
Once in a lifetime opportunity to conduct a song with the Gay Men's Chorus Houston or the Bayou City Women's Chorus during their 2007-2008 season. Season subscription to stages. 2 tickets to Mercury Baroque's concert going classical. 2 tickets to any opera. Tuts pair of tickets for Sweet Charity. Main Street pair of tickets to any performance. Houston Chamber Choir tickets, symphony tickets,
goodness. Champagne brunch and guided shopping tour of Harwin Drive. Four tickets. They don't quite go together, do they? Four tickets to the Astros, Houston Museum of Natural Science family pack, a round of golf, pizza party at Calendaris, and four AMC movie passes.
Hold on. Let's go back to the Harwin guided tour of Harwin Boulevard Shops.
That's what it says.
Now, you know,
that's after a champagne brunch.
Right.
You need to get drunk to go down
there.
That's where all the drag queens get their jewelry.
Harwin Drive, Portobello Road of Houston.
But you know, you gotta understand you can understand how things are going downhill with some of these type of things, because I just saw a thing on the internet a couple days ago that Rodeo Drive,
yes,
has a new store that's going to be opening up soon. The 99-cent only store is opening a shop on Rodeo Drive.
Mother goddess. Okay.
My hand to God. I wonder if they're going to have the long lines there for the TV they usually give away to the first person when they open a new store.
Except that probably the 99-cent store will be the $99 store.
Nope, it's the 99.
Oh.
It's the same ones that we have here.
Three and a half pages of items at this Just an Auction.
Yeah, I know we got to kill time, but, you know.
Whatever you do.
Oh, I'm not going to name them all. No.
Recap what all that stuff was for.
Okay.
If you want to buy meat, go to Ripcord. Go to the 99 cents.
That's store. Just an Auction. That's Thursday, May the 3rd at 5:30 to 8:30, and the bidding ends at 7:30. And that's Baring and James Gallery, 805 Road Place, number 500. That's just one block south of Allen Parkway, behind Gravatis Restaurant. Then, let's see, other things we've got coming up is Jade Esteban Estrada in Icons, the Lesbian and Gay History of the World, Volume 3. This is a brand new one this year. A solo musical comedy winner of the 2006 award for Best Solo Performance. He's the winner of the 2006 award for Best Original Music. This is a Houston premiere, and it's happening Tuesday, May the 8th. Club 1415, California, 8 p.m. Tickets are $15, and it's benefiting GCAM and Gaio.
Yay!
Both of them. And watch Jade bring history back to life as we work to preserve our Houston history. Tickets are on sale now at dubcubed.gcam.org. GCAM, Gulf Coast Archive and Museum.
Remember, those who do not learn from their history are doomed to repeat the worst of it.
There you go. There you go. Now, something else coming up. The Houston Pride Band presents Our Favorite Things. That's happening Thursday, May the 10th.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. 2 days after Jade Esteban Estrada.
And
the Houston Pride Band is very excited to present its final concert of the 2006-07 season, Our Concert, Our Favorite Things. Artistic director Jason Stevens polled band members for their favorite arrangements and assembled an entertaining program of music ranging from Cole Porter's Begin the Begin to Jupiter from the Planets by Gustav Holst, with a little Leonard Bernstein thrown in for good measure. Join us with special guest MC Michael Kemper as we present a program filled with a few of our favorite things. The concert is at 7:30 on Thursday, May the 10th at Resurrection MCC, 2025 West 11th. Admission cost is $10. Tickets available at the door. I'll be there.
Mm.
Then, the Heart of Home. The Bayou City Women's Chorus is having a concert May 19th and 22nd. Stop in the Name of Love or Music. Bayou City Women's Chorus will take you to new heights as they sing songs of
quintessential,
thank you. Female singers
and songwriters. I'm good at that sort of thing, what can I say?
Our Saturday 19th performance is already sold out.
One of those is on my birthday.
Which one?
The 19th.
No kidding.
May 19th is my birthday.
Oh.
I'll be 39 for the first and last time for any of you jokers who want to know.
Gotcha. Join us Tuesday, May the 22nd at 7:30 at Baring Memorial United Methodist Church, 1440 Herald Street in the Montrose. That's fabulous. Wow.
Jimmy's really excited about that one.
I know it. I know it. And one of their concerts is already sold out. That is...
I love to hear it.
It should be happening for every concert that people do in this town. We've got 4 million people in the greater Houston area. And
if they can fill up a thing for some god-awful opera, they should be able to fill it up for all the other concerts.
There you go. It's almost time again, and the Miss Houston Pride Royale pageant has been set for May 27th. At Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas, at 7 p.m. This date is Memorial Day weekend, so come out and cheer on the current title holder as they say goodbye to the reign and see whom will be chosen as the next Miss Houston Pride Royale. As always, this pageant is a benefit pageant, and the chosen beneficiary is MCC, the Montrose Counseling Center. There is an entry fee involved with the pageant, and that is $50, which is not a part of the benefit funds. That's merely to help put on the show. There are three major categories: Pride Color Presentation, One Color and Tell Us Why, Talent, minimum of 3 minutes, maximum of 5 minutes, and formal wear on stage Q&A. This will be a judged competition, so bring out your best stuff. Last year's pageant was a lot of fun, and this year should prove to be even better. Same location, just new atmosphere. Hope to you mark your calendars for this event, and I will see you there. That's from Alan Cole, who puts on that pageant. Oh, I think I finally got to the end of my announcements. And Chris is
busily looking.
Listen, we wanted to talk about Spank Fest, which is coming up in August.
Ew.
Maybe it's a little early for that.
Well, you can't beat it.
It's
but you can try.
But you can really try.
What have you got? Or should we go to music?
Let's see. What I'll do is I'll do a promo and then go into music. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds good.
Go to the website so I have all the right information.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice if one of us had.
One of us knows what we're doing. Yeah.
Occasionally.
Well, it wouldn't be me.
If I put up the right... Come on.
That would be nice.
Slow.
Hey, every last one of us in this room has been prone to a screw-up or three at some point.
Just to remind you, Bear Watch 8.
Oh, yes.
White Trash Weekend.
That's happening at Galveston.
In Galveston, May 18th through the 20th. If you want to register, hurry up. There's only 45 registrations remaining.
Oh.
And the price goes up May 1st.
Oops.
Beltane.
You can go to bearwatch.net. For more information on that.
Mm-hmm.
Bears at Beltane.
Ooh.
They've got polls.
Polls?
Yeah, well, they have a little on their website, they've got little poll questions.
Oh,
here.
Questions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Those kind of polls.
What's that? What piercings do you have?
None. It's my ears.
That's actually on the list, but it's the last one on here.
What is this? Frenum? Family Feud?
Prince's Wand? Geesh.
I don't even know what those are. I know what a frenum is, but...
Empalung, Prince Albert.
Yeah, I got that one.
Belly button, nipple or nipples, eyebrow, nose, tongue, ears.
Hmm.
All right, so I'll click on ears for Jimmy.
Jeez, there's more than those.
Well, let's see what the results are.
There's Jacob ladders and...
ears and nipples are 5, frenum is 1.
Hmm.
And a couple other people have, Prince Albert's 4.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought it might be more than that.
The tongue. whatever the hell an Apadrava is.
A lot of people have those, huh?
No one has that.
Oh,
one
no one has it, okay.
All right.
I wouldn't want to praise my Apadrava either. Whatever
even
that is.
Even if you knew what it was.
let's see.
Nothing below my neck, thank you very much. Other people can put metal in strange places, but no thank you.
Uh-oh. He looked it up. What?
God.
Can you say
damn
it on
you, Wikipedia?
Okay. What did Wikipedia say?
It's like a Prince Albert, but to the extreme.
What do you mean?
Okay. Apadrava. From Wikipedia. Like the apalang, the apadrava is a passing that passes is a piercing that passes through the gland's penis.
Yeah.
While the apalang passes horizontally through the glands, the apadrava passes vertically through the glands from top to bottom, almost always perfectly centered and passing through the urethra. Non-centered apaprivas are possible, wherein the piercing is deliberately offset, yet still usually passes through the urethra. Piercing is normally done on a slight forward angle to facilitate vaginal intercourse. The apapriva is sometimes pierced in two sections, first creating a Prince Albert, and the second, after healing, completing the apapriva. The upper half of the piercing is not the same as a reverse Prince Albert piercing. I'm stopping there.
Wow. I'm already a walking metal shop. I don't need any more piercings.
There's no pictures.
Imagine that.
Oh, how unfortunate.
Which is, you know, kind of good, but, you know.
On some level. I ran into a friend of mine this week who has more piercings in his face than he knows what to do with.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got spikes coming out of his chin and his eyebrows and things and
hope he never falls.
Rings and stuff. Yeah. So.
Well, I had one guy once online.
Cute. Who, even with all the mouth.
With all the mouth. He
looks like a silver porcupine.
He chatted me up. Yes. I showed him my picture and he goes, you look too conservative for me. And I was taken a little aback by it. And then he showed me his picture. I go, right. Yeah. I'm not into the piercings. I'm not into the tattoos. I'm just... how in the hell did we go from from talking about a bear event to talking about getting your Johnson sliced? Not sliced.
Good question.
You said there was a poll on the
That's what they get for
on the website.
That's the one thing.
I do love tattoos, though.
I do, too.
I want more. I want one that says Papa Merlin.
Oh.
And I want one that kind of resembles one of those silver armbands that I wear during the Pride Parade.
Gotcha.
So that I don't actually have to wear the silver armband.
Okay.
Because when you're sweating down the street, I mean, those things slide all over the
place,
you know? I want something permanent that, you know.
Okay.
Oh, and I also want a tattoo in some place where I don't have to completely disrobe in public to show people my tattoo.
Well, if you quit wearing onesies.
Love you, too.
It's time for music.
I picked Mark Weigel.
Oh, okay.
You love your body like it is.
Yeah, I love that song.
We'll do that. We'll play some more music because, you know.
Because. Maybe some more Justin? Or, no, that's not his name.
Josh.
Yeah, we will. In fact, the very last song.
Hey, guess what?
I
guess
the very last song will go well after that. After
I guess
Mark
that means
Weigel's.
That Jimmy's going to have to stay in the studio to play it. Oh!
Just hit the button, Mary. Thank you for the finger.
Yeah. Well, here's one. Become what you've always wanted to be. Your new body awaits you at gym. Go ahead.
Is there something wrong with your old one?
Right here. Okay. This is it. Page 37, our local gay newspaper. Laser hair removal. Prices starting at $99. Botox, collagen, Symetra, microderm abrasion, laser.
laser treatment for wrinkles, dark marks, unwanted tattoos, red faces, and broken blood vessels. Mole removal, glycolic chemical peels, acne, facials, eyelid surgery, brow lift, facelift, scar revision.
Scar revision. That's interesting.
Oh, that song ends abruptly.
Oh, well.
We were just enjoying a lovely picture on the internet.
Yes. And what was that that you played?
Oh, what I played, that was by request by you-know-who here, Josh Duffy.
Ah, yes.
I Will Love You.
Mm-hmm.
The bonus track.
Yeah. That's for his dance friends, fans. And I thought it was pretty good.
CD Artificial.
I liked what it the message there.
And before that was Mark Weigel, Love Your Body Like It Is.
Wonderful message.
Hopefully while he still has reception, let's talk. Got a letter.
Letter, we got a letter.
Oh, I found my glasses.
Oh, gosh.
Those years of masturbation are catching up with me.
Evidently.
Actually, you know, it wasn't the years of masturbation. It's the damn having to look at it on the computer.
Okay, all those pictures.
The pictures and the stories and now videos.
Oh, my God.
Chris, you're supposed to actually turn the lights on when you do that.
Actually, if you're sitting at your computer for any length of time, you should, like, every once in a while stop and look at something far away.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Same.
Well, it depends on how big of, you know, what you're looking at. But anyway,
like, my monitor at work is, like, not even a foot away from my face.
Oh, I see.
And it's an old iMac.
Ooh.
Old. I think this was one of the iMacs before they went into colors. It was just blue.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so
has the Smithsonian called you for that yet?
Ooh. Well, I'm hoping to get a new one. I put in a request with information there.
Good luck with that.
Well, you know, I'm giving up the bigger size monitor to get software.
Oh.
You know, for $150, you know, I could have gotten four more inches. And what guy wouldn't spend $150 to get four more inches?
Yeah, it's called Inside Extend.
Take your pick.
Damn, that would double my dick.
Double your pleasure. Oh. We got a letter from Tigger.
Hey, Tigger.
Hello, Tigger. He's getting the show again.
Oh, good.
All right. He enjoyed what he heard of the show this past weekend. Reception went in and out.
Robert just hugged me. I think that means he's going away.
And he...
March of Dimes walk this morning.
Oh, okay. March of Dimes walk. Good luck. Have fun.
He's had a bad week. Death in the family.
Oh,
and a
I'm
serious
sorry.
Injury in another person. He said he doesn't even feel like reading Advocate or Cosmo.
Wow.
And based off of the pictures he's shown us from Cosmo.
I know.
But...
That's it?
Yeah, it was a very short letter. But one thing... Praise be. I've got this paper that we got some time ago.
Oops. My fault.
And I am going to make sure I fill out the damn thing now and have Jimmy fill it out, and we will send it. I will get it sent in.
To be on the visitor's list?
On a visitor list that we just haven't... Well, thankfully, he doesn't have a date on here, so I don't know how bad it's been. I had to send Jimmy a little reminder note. And
yeah, I'm bad.
It took dirty pictures to...
Yes, that really worked. Do that again. I've got a little something to read. Now that Merlin's back in the studio.
What?
Merlin's there, and I know Jose is there. Anybody else?
That's it at the moment.
No. Okay.
We need the rest of our after-hours crew over there to come on in.
Oh, like they're listening.
They're busy yabbering out on the patio.
The Bush administration has conceded that Wiccans are entitled to have the pentacle, the symbol of their faith, inscribed on government-issued memorial markers for deceased veterans. The Americans United for Separation of Church and State announced today. The settlement agreement filed today with the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin brings to a successful conclusion a lawsuit that the Americans United brought against the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in November. The litigation charged that denying a pentacle to deceased Wiccan service personnel while granting religious symbols to those of other traditions violated the U.S. Constitution.
This settlement has forced the Bush administration into acknowledging that there are no second-class religions in America, including among our nation's veterans, said the Reverend Barry W. Lynn, Americans United Executive Director. It is a proud day for religious freedom in the United States, continued Yay. Lynn. Sadly, the refusal of the federal government to recognize the Wiccan Pentacle seems to have been built on inexcusable bias, a foundation that has crumbled under the press of this litigation.
Yes. Do you know, you mentioned a month there.
Mm-hmm.
However, the sum total fight that has been going on that subject?
Oh, probably years.
Is very nearly 10 years old.
Wow.
So it began with a Wiccan, with a soldier who died 10 years ago, whose wife started that hullabaloo when she was denied the right to a pentacle on his gravestone.
Wow.
And there have been numerous organizations involved in getting this thing done, including I think the ACLU put their 2 cents into this fight at some point, and Circle Sanctuary was one of the big groups. Circle Sanctuary, run by Selena Fox, they have a permanent site, sanctuary, sacred site. I believe if it's somewhere in Wisconsin. Or something like that. Out there somewhere where the corn and wheat grows, you know. But this fight has been going on for like 10 years. I mean, and at least one officer's body has not been interred in the ground for a couple of years because their family was also fighting for the pentacle to be placed on there. You know, I think the point that freedom of religion, regardless of who they think started this country, freedom of religion means all religion.
That's right.
Not just the ones you like.
Right.
Exactly. Seven, let you know you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Listen, response, commercial free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
The Americans United noted that the VA's list of 38 approved symbols for government gravestones, markers, and plaques includes emblems for Christians, Muslims, atheists, Hindus, humanists, and members of the Ekankar, Serbian Orthodox, and United Moravian faiths.
I'm trying to find. Oh, okay. Here's the whole.
Can you imagine?
Officials at the agency dragged their feet on the request of the Wiccan symbol, but in the interim approved the symbols of 6 other religions and belief systems. Among them was a Sikh emblem, which the VA approved in just a few weeks.
And oddly enough, every time the Wiccans kept bringing it up, they got the same hand of they got handed the same line of bull that they were in the process of rewriting their rule book on these things.
Yeah.
Every time for 10 years.
While other faiths.
While other faiths were getting handed theirs left, right, and center.
Case you think that the Wiccan faith is like devil worship or something, it is not.
No, it is not. Wiccans do not believe in the devil.
Right.
You cannot worship what you do not believe in.
Wiccan.
It's kind of a
rule. You have to believe in something in order to worship it.
Yes.
Right.
Wicca is a nature-based religion, yes, grounded in pre-Christian beliefs.
Yep.
Circle Sanctuary says the Wiccan religion honors the divine as both mother and father,
mm-hmm,
encompasses love and respect of nature, celebrates the cycles of sun and moon, and encourages adherence to live in harmony with other humans, yes, and the greater circle of life.
Yes.
So what's the problem?
Yeah.
It's not Christian.
Well, you know, I have here the complete list.
Uh-huh. Oh, do you?
Of the 39. This is actually from the government website.
Mother Goddess.
Oh, I see that. Oh, my
and
goodness.
They actually show you pictures of most of them. There's most two of them they can't show you because of copyright.
Oh.
Information.
Okay.
Whatever.
The Muslims apparently have copyrighted their five-pointed star.
Oh.
You can get, there's the Christian cross,
mm-hmm,
the Buddhist wheel of righteousness, the Judaism star of David,
mm-hmm,
the Presbyterian cross, the Russian Orthodox cross, the Lutheran cross, the Episcopal cross.
How many damn crosses are there?
The Unitarian Church Unitarian Universalist Association.
Is that a flame?
Yeah, it's, it kind of looks like a flame with a circle around it.
Yeah.
The United Methodist Church, the Aaronic Order Church, the Mormon Angel, the Native American Church of North America, the Serbian Orthodox, the Greek Cross, Baha'i, a nine-pointed star, Atheist, the Muslim Crescent and Star.
I didn't think atheists had their own symbol, did they?
Oh,
know.
Yeah, it's the atomic symbol.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hindu, Konkol Koi Faith, I'm guessing the pronunciation.
Okay.
Community of Christ, Sufism Reoriented, which looks like the Southwest Airlines emblem.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, hey.
It does.
It's a heart with wings.
Hey.
Okay.
Tenrikyo Church, Sicho Ni'ai, the Church of World Messianity, United Church of Religious Science, Christian Reformed Church, United Moravian Church, Ekinark, Christian Church, Christian and Missionary Alliance, United Church of Christ, Humanist Emblem of Spirit, Presbyterian Church USA.
My goodness.
The Izumo Tashieko Mission of Hawaii.
He had problems with that other word, but he had no problem spitting that one out. Okay.
Soko Gaki International USA. Sikh. Or she, I see, yeah.
Sikh.
Now the Wiccan pedicle.
S-I-K-H.
Right,
yes. Yeah, Sikh.
Sikh. Christian Scientist, which is a cross and crown, and Muslim, the Islamic five-pointed star.
So do we get the pentacle? Is that
it's the pentacle. You get the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Ah,
cool.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. If you want to see what all the symbols look like there, it's at www.cem.va.gov. Cemetery.
Part of the thing, you know, people see the pentacle, and I can only lay part of the blame at the Christian faith for them spouting the whole devil worship thing and all of that. But people see that pentacle and they go all kinds of crazy.
Well, they've seen too many monster movies.
Yes, this is where I'm going with that,
okay,
is that Hollywood has been responsible.
The mass media.
Mass media has been more responsible for people swallowing the whole pentacle / Satanism thing. To Satanists, an inverted pentacle is their symbol. You turn the pentacle upside down with the two points going upwards. So Hollywood, every time I see a new movie where they talk about where there's a witch or something in there and they show a pentacle, I just cringe.
Absolutely.
Because invariably they make the witch out to be some kind of monster and the pentacle, and then all of a sudden people get the idea that this is what real witches are like.
They draw a pentacle on the ground and then the devil,
the
earth opens up and the devil pops out.
Exactly. It's like...
But isn't it nice that finally the Pentagon represents the pentacle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Pentagon.
Yeah. Oddly enough, Fagon looks just like the Dodge symbol, but anyway.
Of course, somebody should...
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I was wondering when somebody was going to get around to that old Pentagon symbol. Because, you know... Because, you know, guess where it came from. Anyhow.
All right. To the news.
Yes.
What do you got for us tonight, Chris?
Dad wants $20,000, says lesbian book disturbed teens.
What?
Huh? A Bentonville, Arkansas man is seeking $20,000 from the city after his two teenage sons found a book on lesbian sex on a public library bookshelf.
So?
He also wants the library director fired. Earl Adams...
Good old Earl.
Oh, boy. Said his 14 and 16-year-old sons were, quote, greatly disturbed after finding the book titled The Whole Lesbian Sex Book. Adam says the book caused, quote, many sleepless nights in our house.
What?
From masturbation.
I'm sure of it.
Adam said the book, quote, is patently offensive and lacks any artistic, literary, or scientific value.
On the contrary.
According to the letter he faxed to Mayor Bob McHeslin, he said the teenagers found it while browsing for material on military academies.
I'm sure they did.
That stack of penthouses under Dad's bed notwithstanding.
right.
I don't... You know, it's been a while since I was a library geek, and I, you know, I think of Dewey Decimal in a different way nowadays. I need to look and see how close lesbians and military academies are in the Dewey Decimal system.
Probably not. I think they're very close.
Either that or the book was probably laid down there.
Nah.
Possibly.
They were looking for stuff like that.
No, yes.
Adams wants the city to pay $10,000 to each of his sons. That's the maximum allowed under Arkansas obscenity law.
Oh, brother.
Have you ever heard the phrase that starts with want in one hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
They probably got the book so they could see what an actual vagina looked like.
Well, you know, it is Arkansas. They must not have a sister.
Oh, boy.
However, the city's attorney dismissed the claim as baseless.
Of course
she said the book is not pornographic.
No. It's educational.
There is not a legal valid concern here, Camille Thompson said. In fact, the request for money made her question his motivation.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The library's advisory board voted earlier this month to remove the book from circulation.
Oh, brother.
Oh, God.
Board member George Spence said he found the book crude, but he said replacing it with one that took a more sensitive and more clinical approach. In an email on Thursday, Adams said, God was speaking to my heart that day and helped me find the words that proved successfully in removing this book from the shelf.
Oh, brother.
He would fight any effort to put the book back on the shelves. Any effort to reinstate the book will be met with legal action and protest from the Christian community.
To quote from an old movie, you, sir... are an idiot.
The book by Felice Newman is a sex guide deemed suitable for all public libraries, according to the Library Journal, which the Bentonville Library uses to decide what to place on its shelf. Sutter says the library aims to have books and other materials to serve a diverse group of library users.
Careful.
My Freudian slip was showing. let's see. I think this was also from another backwater kind of place. Yes. Let's go to Iowa.
Okay.
Boy. Iowa.
Gay couple alleges assault by officers.
Oh, no.
Two women say Oskaleo policemen who responded to their threat call beat them. A lesbian couple has sued the city of Oskaloa and two of its police officers, alleging the officers brutalized them after they reported a threat outside of a bar there in 2005. The Centerville residents Ann Sr. and Jessica Anderson are asking for a federal judge to order the city to reimburse them for medical bills and compensate them for emotional distress suffered because of the officers' prejudice against homosexual individuals and a desire to inflict harm upon them. The women claim they were beaten by the two officers outside of a sports bar and grill. This is where it's a little weird.
Okay.
Now it gets weird.
Well, okay.
It's not so weird that lesbians would go to a sports bar. I mean,
lay it on us.
The reason why
the police officer recalled, the events that led to this lawsuit began with the women finding a dead goose in the back seat of their car. Ooh. As the two left the bar. The goose was still warm, and Senior suspected that it was left there by men who allegedly had harassed them inside the bar.
Oh.
The men were gone by the time Senior and Anderson left and were never identified. Senior called the police to report the incident, but when the officers arrived, they minimized the nature and significance of the threat. As one of the officers swung the goose around by the neck.
Cute.
The senior said she began to cry and grew increasingly frustrated with the officers. They just kept saying I was being ridiculous, and what did I expect them to do? It was just a dead goose.
The fact that they had a dead goose handy to put in the back of somebody.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I think there was a thing that there was near a pond or something that they it was still warm, so it was a fresh kill.
Yeah, well, obviously, okay.
They let's see where.
It was apparently alive until 5 minutes before it ended up in the car.
Yeah, when one of the officers grabbed Anderson from behind and threw her to the ground. And Senior remembers having her head slammed against the trunk of her car before passing out.
Oh, my goodness.
They were charged with public intoxication, interference with official acts, and disorderly conduct. They pled guilty. They said they were told by authorities to be let out of jail if they pled guilty.
Which, obviously, they probably weren't.
Yeah. But,
okay.
A different kind of story.
Wow. Well, just... What was I ranting about last time? About people feeling all safe and happy and secure in their world? Yes. Hello?
Yeah. Well,
guess what?
You gotta understand, Iowa's not Houston, Texas, 2007. You know, Iowa is Iowa. Things are done differently there, you know. That area in general is not a gay-friendly area.
But I've read all the rural stories on nifty.org. It seems to be friendly.
Neither are large parts of Houston outside the loop.
No, that's outside the Beltway. But
I'm trying to
wait
for something to open up here. Former New Jersey Governor McGreevy.
The one that got rear-ended?
Yeah. Him again.
Well, his wife now says she's known for a while that he's gay. And she has a little problem in the custody battle because he had up in his bedroom a picture of him and his boyfriend taken several years ago.
Yeah.
Naked on a beach.
Cute.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, and yummy. So now that he's no longer hiding, he put it out up on the wall.
You're kidding.
And she wanted to have him remove that if he wants to have the kids over.
Okay, you know what?
Like a tasteful nude.
Okay.
What does that mean?
She said that she knew.
Mm-hmm.
She said she knew. She should not be surprised when it all fell apart and, you know, and ended up on national television.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
That daddy decided it was time to put it all out there and be who he was.
Well, better than he put it all out there, you know, and instead of getting busted for putting it all out
there. Chris has got that look on his face like he just found a new mouse to...
I saw something I was about ready to click on, and then it flushed off there.
What was
I'm a soccer fan. There was a thing about a soccer player who got a yellow card for kissing the referee.
A yellow card?
A yellow card?
Yes, it's sort of a...
Technically, it could have gotten a red card.
What the hell are those yellow cards?
They're sort of like
In soccer, you can either give a kick... A penalty kick where someone will, you know, put the ball down and they get to kick the ball in possession. If you do something really, really bad, you get a yellow card.
What does that mean?
It's like, next time you do it, you're going away. Yes.
Next time you do it, you end up in the penalty box.
One of the bad things is, you know, I'm a former soccer referee. And it's like, you know, I always hate when you throw somebody out, you know, in like baseball, there's always that theatrics over there. You're pointing to them, pointing to the showers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You pull this little piece of plastic out and you hold it up in the air, and if it's a red card, you're ejected from the game. And a yellow card just means, you know, you've been very naughty.
If we catch you at it again,
There are so many cute soccer boys.
Defender Kleberson of the Brazilian football team, Cabo Frencia, had a foul called against him in a game over the weekend by referee, whatever. Uberici Damaso.
Very good.
Playfully gave Demasio a peck on the cheek. It didn't amuse the ref, who pulled out a yellow card and said, "You can't kiss me." Cleverson said, I didn't know it was against the rules.
Touching the referee is probably against the rules.
That's what I was saying. It could be a red card, which, because, I mean, I guess he gave it to him for ungentlemanly conduct.
I know a lot of gentlemen who engage in that kind of conduct.
Yeah. I wish they would do it more often.
I'm sorry. they changed the title. It's no longer ungentlemanly conduct. It's unsportsmanlike conduct.
Oh, okay.
Which is a yellow. Assault is a red card.
Assault with a deadly lip? What?
Okay. Soccer has got some really... First of all, soccer doesn't have rules. Soccer has laws.
Oh, okay. It isn't like Calvin Ball then.
No. It's that strict. As a referee, a referee... My first day of training, the first thing they told us was, in soccer, as the referee, you are God.
Oh.
And you are God from when the time you step out of your car to the time you get back into your car.
Wow.
You have that authority under the laws of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should ever have that much authority.
And under the thing there, threatening of an official, what they consider assault is anything from physically hitting to spitting to just saying, I know where you live.
Ooh.
Is something that can get you thrown out of a soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
On that. So there is a broad interpretation of it there. So, I mean, it could be considered, that's how it could be considered assault. Like, apparently they just got him for ungentlemanly. Unsportsmanlike conduct. I haven't refereed in a while. Back then it was still ungentlemanly, but now they got women playing soccer, so they had to change the name of that.
Oh, I think they all just need to lighten up.
Yeah, it's funny.
Kiss. I mean, what's that about?
I don't know why he did it in the middle of a game, though.
Actually, you see a lot of Europeans. I'm on one of those lists that show pictures of sports figures naked or near naked anyway, and I've noticed that there's a lot of kissing going on.
This is about to go downhill
in Europe athletes.
Well, I mean, there
like
is
a player kissing another player, when they got a goal. Or
what gets me is that in Europe, I mean, straight guys are kissing each other all the time.
Straight guys are holding hands when they walk down the street.
Straight guys are holding hands all the time. I mean, it's a French thing to do.
It's
I don't know.
Customary, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where part of it comes from. Now, there's a video clip you can find out there of during a soccer game where some guy scores a goal and, they get that whole dog pile going there.
Mm.
And you actually, one of the players, I don't know if it's a kiss or a bite or what, on some guy's crotch.
Ooh.
Oh, my. Just remember.
Somebody plays for the pink team.
Just remember, though, when George Bush and any of the leaders of the Arab nations are holding hands, they're not the ones doing the screwing. We're the ones getting screwed.
Right. Exactly.
New Hampshire Episcopal Bishop Gene Robinson.
Oh, here we go. He's again. In the news again.
What did he do this time?
Well, he is planning on having a civil union with his partner of 18 years.
Ew. Well, that's good.
That's lovely.
My partner and I look forward to taking full advantage of the new law. So, you'll be expecting to hear the Episcopals all in an uproar again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. What are we up to? Three states that have
that
now? New Hampshire did their thing. And
Vermont, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh,
Three out of 50 ain't bad.
50. We're getting there.
Yep.
Rosie O'Donnell has
quit the View.
Oh, no. Yes.
You didn't hear?
No, yes. I didn't.
There's some talk that she was IMUS'd.
Oh.
That basically this past weekend she, had a foul. She was at some women's journalism conference in New York.
Yeah.
She dropped an F-bomb. She grabbed her crotch. She made fun of Rupert Murdoch, who is there.
Oh, poor baby.
So, you know, she was had some problems with that. That's what they were saying originally. Her official statement is ABC wanted to get her for 3 more years, and Rosie only wanted to do 1 more year.
That was the main reason. I mean, she's a family, you know, she's got a family.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The show is called The View. But the thing is, The View, as long as you're not too pushy about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
it's
can,
not...
You can share your view as long as you're not too pushy about it. The minute she decided to say things exactly as she felt them, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, yeah. There was all
God
kinds of...
God forbid she should have an opinion that isn't PG.
Well, the problem is she was able to outshout the other ones, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
When you get those four clucking hens going, you know... No one clucks louder than the other.
I just want to shove that blonde, the young Republican girl's head in a toilet. She just irritates me.
The whole show irritates me, but I usually just kind of tune it out and watch The Price is Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I'm usually sleeping.
I can watch the gay people on Tyra Banks if I, you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Let's see here if this is going to open up. Adam Sandler jokes about sex with Kevin James.
Who's Kevin James?
King of Queens.
Oh,
the big fat guy? The delivery driver?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Careful, big fat guy.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
I'm about to say, you know.
Hold on, we have a caller. That's it's the kettle. He wants to talk to you. You're black. Adam Sandler talks to Newsweek magazine about his upcoming role in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Ooh.
Oh, in which boy. He and Kevin James play firefighters who pretend to be gay in order to receive domestic partner benefits.
Oh, my goodness.
Said Sandler, Kevin James and I had to pretend we're a gay couple. I know Kevin. It's kind of a strange thing to have to play. So to ease the tension before the first day of shooting, we had sex with each other.
You know Sandler's a top.
You know.
We just got it out of the way so there wouldn't be an issue. It's an old tip I picked up with working with Nicholson.
Yeah. Who was definitely the top in that?
Yeah,
engine.
Right.
We took some liberties in the movie. There's a scene where I mistake Kevin James's boxers for a pillowcase, and I stuff a pillow in them. That was not Kevin's real underwear. We used that as a mattress cover.
Right.
This movie says there's nothing wrong with being gay. There's just something wrong with being gay for Kevin James.
Oh, nice.
Adam, I would like to introduce you to a lot of people on a website who would disagree because there have been talks about them thinking that Kevin James is quite hot.
I don't know, Chris.
I went into a Chubb chat room and they told me I was too skinny.
Wow. Well, you get that, too. You know, for some guys, I'm too skinny.
Wow.
Jimmy, darling, try not to sound quite so shocked by that remark.
Really?
Tacky.
Now, I had a friend of mine tell me the other day, he says, you make the other fat girls, there's these two big guys that hang out at this club where I go to,
mm-hmm.
and he told me, you look like Paris Hilton next to them. Oh. I'm like... Thank you.
Did he say Paris or Perez?
Paris. If you said Nicole Richie, I'd have to go out and buy something to eat, you know.
Because, you know, that big old queen.
Oh, Lord. Hell. Oh, speaking of big old queens, Ross the intern is on Celebrity
Fit Club. Oh, God, I was just thinking that, too.
What?
Celebrity Fit Club.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're taking the real world model, and we have to have a queer on each episode.
Oh, okay.
Each season.
Yeah.
So they've got Ross the intern from The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, my television caught fire. I don't know why he's so
running out of money for.
He is so flaming. I mean, I don't know how he can be fat. It's just sizzle off.
Right. Somebody told me I set off smoke alarms, but, you know.
I have a question. Anybody here thinks Sanjaya is a straight boy?
No.
He said, I'm not gay. I just understand women.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
He understands positions women are laying in. Please.
And probably understands women's clothes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he doesn't hang around much gay men because look at his hair.
obviously.
He
needs a queer eye, queer eye makeover in a horse.
Yeah, he
way.
Is 17, but you know, he needs. I guess he'll grow into his hair eventually.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Where was
when he's 6'7"?
Yeah, he's a future drag. Future drag queen.
Yeah. Don't get your hopes up, Jimmy.
He's not that good.
No, look at it this way. At least if he's a drag queen, chances are he won't have to sing his own words.
Thank God. After he ruined Bonnie Raitt's Something to Talk About, yeah, I would have voted him off too.
No, I didn't watch any of the show.
I haven't seen a darn I never saw an episode. And not one. I saw everything else about him that was on TV.
He really massacred the song, huh?
Oh my God, did he ever?
That's a shame.
It was like a bad karaoke. It was like going to karaoke at JR's, basically.
Goodness, how did he survive all those weeks on the show?
You know,
so bad?
I am starting to wonder. I think it was his charm and his good looks.
No, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with that. It was all about.
All I wanted to
doofus.
Say was straight.
It was all about doofus Stern telling people to vote for him.
Well, there was the website out
vote
there.
VoteForTheWorst.com.
VoteForTheWorst.com.
VoteForTheWorst.
Who did a thing on that.
And it's like, you know, it's pretty... But he finally got voted off because they were running out of people to vote
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
Trying to find...
He had to go eventually.
This list I saw.
They probably just kept him for ratings.
Yeah, well, you know. At least he was cute.
See what his hair was going to look like.
Anorexic,
next week.
But
yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He needed an Ally McNeil, but anyway.
Ooh.
Yes, he had an Ally McNeil. Yeah.
Yes, Chris.
Here.
Yes, Chris.
Okay. I was trying to find it because we were talking about stuff like that.
You've got that look again.
There was a list that came out of the 100 unsexiest men.
Oh.
Oh my.
Of 2007.
They only stopped at 100. Okay.
I only found 100.
Well, you know, some of these, you know, it's kind of strange seeing them on here, but. Yeah, the reason why I found this is because, you know, through my live journal, one of these guys were saying, you know, some of the guys on this list I think are pretty hot, you know, John Kruk, John Goodman, or I think a couple of them you see on the, you know, the bigger guys who people think are unsexy, but.
Right.
Let's see, we'll go through the list here and see if how people agree to it here. Starting from the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise?
What?
The heat Cruise emanated early in his career has evaporated, leaving a smirking corpse only slightly colder than Wicked Witch of the West.
Wow. Oh my God.
To name another humorless cartoon prone to disturbing manic episodes who melts when squirted.
Maybe if
here's
Tom
the problem
Cruise.
For me.
Ooh.
He was cute right up until he turned into an idiot.
Yeah.
And then it was, and no amount of cute could fix that.
That's true. I think that's their point.
If he would just come out of the closet, he wouldn't have any problems.
At this point, I don't want him on our side of the fence.
True.
About as sexy as a toad turd.
Oh!
Jim Cruise struts around like a smaller, yappier version of Schwarzenegger as Terminator. Check his cyborg-like smile and vicious embrace of the bizarre science fiction scenario masquerading as quasi-religion, but comes off even creepier given his campaign to impregnate, enslave, sorry, wed and holding a promoted impressionable young actress. Number 99, Aaron Carter.
Well.
The pizza-faced little bro of Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter, spends his airtime on their train wreck reality show, puking his guts out trying to convince his trailer trash buddies how hood he is.
Right.
Yeah, he lost his street cred like a long time ago, as soon as he turned 18.
Pretty much.
The Reverend Ted Haggard.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Well,
we'll go
with that. Yeah, next.
97, Larry King.
Yeah.
96, John Heder.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
he is unsexy.
You know, in Napoleon, he was, you know, without the fro, he was geeky, but, you know, the fro threw me off.
Yeah, he's in Blades of Glory now, but his hair like straightened out.
Yeah. Patrick Stump, number 95.
The hell is that?
From Fallout Boy.
Oh.
The older Larry King gets, the more he looks like the face of a kitchen witch.
Yeah, 94, Bill Richardson.
I could see that.
93, Jimmy Kimmel.
He's not bad looking.
No, he's cute.
Well, the only thing about Jimmy Kimmel...
And he's a goofball, which is always a turn-on.
We always appreciated Sarah Silverman's debased, masochistic sense of humor, but we secretly suspected it was all just an act. At least until we found out she was dating a certain chubbo late-night TV host.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
After an evening of screwing Kimmel, telling Holocaust jokes must seem like a walk in the park. Now, the bad part for 93 through 100 is that number two is Osama bin Laden.
Oh, cute.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I'm not as sexy as Osama bin Laden.
That's frightening.
Who's number one on this list?
I haven't got to that point yet.
He'll get there.
Number 91 is Bob Saget.
He's goofy,
but I think he's kind of attractive.
But have you heard him do stand-up?
No.
He's not Danny Tanner when he does stand-up.
He ain't no family dad and family land.
He's closer to Red Fox when he does.
Very blue comic.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. He's very raunchy.
I heard on the...
Think of a tall Buddy Hackett.
I heard on the Aristocrats. The Aristocrats, his version of the joke was the dirtiest.
Oh my goodness.
He is a dirty comic, yeah. 90, John Kruk. 89, Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
88, Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
Well, if Gingrich would just get that Q-tip off of his head, you know.
87, Joe Simpson. He's Ashley and Nicole Simpson. Not Nicole. Ashley and Jessica Simpson's father.
Oh.
Well, oh, 80s, yeah. Their pimp.
86 is John Popper.
Oh, from Blues Traveler.
Oh.
He's gotten, I don't know.
Yeah, but they put that little, they did the bypass surgery on his
stomach. Yeah.
The gastric bypass surgery. And he lost a bunch of weight. And it's like, really, I mean, still he's a great harmonica player, but I mean.
Getting skinny doesn't mean you got.
Yeah. No.
85 John Bassadeau. He looks pretty hot to me.
Who is?
He does infomercials for Fitness Made Simple.
Oh.
They talk about the fact that he has Lou Ferrigno's pecs stapled to a Ken doll.
Oh.
Oh.
Devorah Benhart, a acoustic singer. Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General. And better looking than him is the Geico caveman.
Just for general, I don't know how that's spelled, but everybody's been pronouncing his first name Bang. Go figure.
Ban-ki. Nick Denton, a blogger.
That's nice.
Well,
number 80 of the world of the unsexiest men.
Yes.
Ann Coulter. Honorary member of the Audit General, thanks to a conspicuous Adam's apple and a complimentary set of brass balls. Okay, I disagree this one.
That's beautiful.
79, Joe Francis. Of the Gone Wild videos.
Oh, yes.
Girls Gone Wild and Boys Gone Wild.
I'm sorry. Those Boys Gone Wild things, they should be doing the same stuff in those that the girls
are doing. Some do, what I've heard. I just haven't rented
yet. I've not rented one.
Amazing what happens when you get a frat boy drunk.
Isn't it, though?
Well, there's other video sites for that. Broke Straight Boy.
Yes.
Straight Bus.
78.
StraightLads.com.
78 is Bill Gates.
Well,
77 is Dick Cheney. 76 is the male editorial staff of the Boston Phoenix, who did this ad. 75, David Lee Roth.
Isn't it nice to know they can take a shot at themselves?
74, Peyton Manning.
Poor man.
Even though we're Patriots fans, we don't begrudge Manning his Super Bowl victory. Honest, he's got bad skin. He resembles a life-size Hummel. Oh, it gets worse. Hell, it looks like someone took Haley Joe Osment and stretched him vertically.
we know who's going to play Peyton Manning in his biopic
well,
now.
There you go.
73, Pope Benedict the 16th.
Yeah, he's pretty ugly.
You mean Palpatine?
Palpatine the first.
72 is George Steinbrenner. 71, Dr. Robert Ray. From Dr. 90210, the plastic surgeon doctor, who can't perform on himself, apparently.
Yeah, obviously not.
70 is Artie Lang, comedian. 69 is the Yin-Yang Twins. The twins are ugly enough as it is. Imagine if George Clinton and Little John had had triplets and killed the cute one. Oh. 68 is William Ofelin, the NASA love triangle.
He was
the object of action. 67, Mario Batali.
Oh,
the chef.
Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of cute.
Yeah, but you got to think
for a red-headed Irish, for a red-headed Italian boy.
Ruddy-faced, red-beard, porcine personality from the Food Network looks like the Simpsons groundkeeper Willie after a decade-long hot dog-eating contest.
He looks like he looks like several relatives I have, actually.
66 is Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
65, Colin Malloy. Looks kind of cute. Pasty, dough-faced singer with a whiny, needling voice. Peter Jackson is 64. From The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Speaking of people who have lost weight, he apparently went from Hobbit looking to, like, svelte.
Really?
After Lord of the Rings.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he could afford it. What do you think?
Yeah, right?
63, Chad Kroeger. From Nickelback.
Okay.
62, Larry Bird.
Yeah, he's pretty ugly.
Harry Knowles.
He's got a nose like a bird.
Web troll.
Hmm.
They give a little description, you know, like Larry Bird, Gomer Pyle with skills. Harry Knowles, web troll. Girthsome purveyor of movie and TV gossip through his Ain't It Cool news site.
Oh, yeah.
Appearance-wise, combines the worst traits of Mario Batali and John Popper.
Oh, he kind of looks like that kid from the Double Ham commercial.
You know who's kind of hideous from the neck up, but not so bad from the neck down? Iggy Pop.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't bad from the neck down. From the neck up, he looks like a scarecrow.
Yeah, well, drugs will do that to you.
On acid.
Malcolm Gladwell, 60. I don't know who he is. Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty ugly. Oh.
Well, he got the facelift now.
Didn't help.
Have you seen his son?
Yes.
Oh, God.
All kinds of proof
that two uglies can make a pretty.
Ooh, yeah.
Jack Abramoff is 58.
Yeah.
Randy Johnson, 57. Kim Jong-il, 56.
Oh, by the way, you know who's also proof that you can make very pretty out of
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand, Elliot Gould.
Oh, and Jason.
Their child. Oh, yes. My God. He's cute.
He is cute.
Roland Indo is 55. Dr. Phil, 54.
Yes.
Bud Selig, 53. Oh. Jay-Z, 52. Anthony Kumina.
Dr. Phil actually swore on his show the other day.
You're kidding.
They beat him. Oh, my God. I fell out.
Mitt Romney's 50. Richie Bamba Rosenberg from Late Night is 49.
Who the frill names their child Mitt?
I don't know.
Right.
It's probably supposed to be Mitchell.
Alan Colmes is 48. Dr. Neil Clark Warren. Oh, the guy from eHarmony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Mark Foley is 46. 45 is the Duke lacrosse team.
Oh!
They're showing their mugshot. I don't know. That's geeky cute.
I don't know.
That one's geeky
hot. Those boys are all kind of not bad looking, but of course they can afford to look that pretty.
You go to Duke and you're on the lacrosse team and your social life is so barren you've got to rent a couple of cut-rate strippers. You dudes are guilty of having no game whatsoever. Generalissimo Alberto Gonzalez, 44. 47 is Pac-Man Jones.
How many times can you say I do not recall before you start to lose credibility?
Was it Bill Maher who said, you know, I was waiting for him to finally go, no hablo inglés?
No.
42 is Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, come on
I
now.
I think Jeff Rockstar is kind of neat in a goofy kind of way.
41, Peter Zebler Berdzovsky. I don't know what he's done. He's Man in the Moonlight, is what they say.
That's nice.
Moonface. What?
Kurt Schilling is 40. Ryan Schreiber is 39. He's with Pitchfork. Band Pitchfork, I guess.
Oh. Okay.
So whatever.
Never heard of him.
Michael Devlin, 38. He was the suspect in the Missouri kidnapping.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Kornheiser.
What the hell?
He's the... He's the white guy on Pardon the Interruption on ESPN.
Okay.
He also does Monday Night Football.
All right.
That's way too easy.
Brian Posehn, the... he's a character actor. Kevin Federline's 35.
Oh, he should have been at least number one.
Scooter Libby's 34.
Kevin, darling. Dreads and cornrows look good on some white folks. Not you.
Not
you. You are not one of them.
I liked his commercial on Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was cute.
That I got yelled at.
Yeah.
Spencer Pratt from the MTV documentary The Hills.
And the Pratt Falls.
32, James Lipton. 31, Bill Belichick. Remember, this is the unsexiest men of 2007.
Yes.
Number 30.
Attitude.
Howie Mandel.
Yeah, he's pretty unsexy.
I don't know. He's kind of interesting. Hey, except for that whole inability to touch people thing.
He kind of looks different without the fro.
Yeah.
Mark Anthony, number 29.
Yeah, well, anyone looks bad.
Why does Mark Anthony constantly look like he's suffering from, like, some wasting syndrome?
Because all the food that comes in the house goes to J-Lo's ass.
That's why.
28 is Dustin Screech Diamond.
Oh.
Hey,
he's on Celebrity Fit Club this year.
When did he get fat?
Well, I think what they're doing is they're including the weight of his schlong.
Ooh.
Well, that's not going to shrink.
Well, from what I've heard, it's going to get kind of bad. He's actually kind of kicked off the show. He's moved to a separate place where he's not around the other people because he's such a jerk.
Nice. He's very well, at least he has his own home now.
He used to be cute.
Mr. Blackwell's number 27. Bob Novak is 26. O.J. Simpson's 25.
Yeah, he's pretty ugly.
Phil Spector's 24.
Oh God. Jesus. He should be higher than that.
Pete Doherty is 23. He's a singer, the cork snorting friend of Kate Moss.
Oh no.
By the way, is Garfunkel like the...
hairstyle?
The hairstyle between Garfunkel...
He joined the Garfunkel Hair Club for men.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did they share?
Speaking of bad hair days, number 32, Bruce Valanche.
Poor Bruce.
Yeah. I love Bruce. He's hysterical.
He's
a sweetheart.
He toured with Streisand, but he looks more... He'd be more at home on the road with Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. He's like Animal with specs. If Animal was the size of a parade float.
He was, you know, he once played an elf on a Christmas special with Charles Durning playing Santa Claus.
Oh, that's scary.
21 is Gerard Way, which is from My Chemical Romance. Number 20, a man who's considered Satan in many of the circles I hang out in, Jared Fogel.
Who?
From Subway.
Eat a sandwich and get skinny. Right.
Yeah.
Eat a sandwich and get fat, you mean.
Yeah. Larry the Cable Guy is 19.
At least he's funny.
Mel Gibson's 18.
Ooh. Yeah.
Chuck Klosterman.
Who's he?
I don't know.
Did you notice that this unattractive list has a lot more to do with personalities than it does physical appearance on several levels?
I think he's geeky cute. They said frat boy humorous. Corn-fed, ass-faced, classic rock apologist is on book 5 of a shtick that wore out long after book 2.
Ooh. Oh! Ouch.
Bill O'Reilly is number 16.
He should have been number one.
James Gandolfini is 15.
Yes, but he's got lots of money now.
Yeah. Number 14 is the U.S. senators from the state from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Both John Kerry and Edward Kennedy.
Yeah, well.
13, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Capote.
Capote.
Yeah. Yeah.
12, Karl Lagerfeld.
Ooh.
Yeah.
11 is Michael Richards.
Lagerfeld, isn't that the guy who looks an awful lot like Andy Warhol now?
Yeah, except that he's 175
except
years old.
175 years old. Yeah.
Amazing what cocaine will do to your body, right?
And now, your top 10 for the 100 unsexiest men.
Okay.
Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Wife beater plus upper arm hair, bald pate, flip-flops, and a bad mustache, and he's still sexier than Bob Dylan. Number 9 is Bob Dylan. Number 8, Perez Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
He should have been number
Bob
9.
Dylan.
Number
well.
7, Sanjaya Malakar. The class clown is operating under the delusion that he's the class stud.
Yeah, right.
Number 6, Don Imus.
He is really ugly.
Number 5, Howard K. Stern. Professional widower. Carl Rove, White Devil. Slimy puppet master, cruel political, and skin-crawlingly awkward rapper. We'd love to sentence this genius to 5 hard years as Benny Frank's cabana boy.
Not to mention the grandson of the aliens from a 1950s sci-fi flick.
Number 3, Flavor Flav.
God, he is ugly.
The teeth.
Number 2,
pretty.
The fat guy from Borat.
He was on TV the other day. That was
repeated viewing of the scenes in which Kevin Davital goes cheek to hairy cheek with Sacha Baron Cohen's face as proven to cause sterility in lab rats. And the number 1 on the list of 100 unsexiest men, Donald Trump. It's not the greed, the preposterous comb-over, or the public bullying that turns women off more. It's actually the pursed lips and scrunched pineal stare. Actually, scratch that. It's still the hair, the greed, the bullying.
Yeah, it is.
You know, Larry King just needs to get his cryo chamber fixed and he'll look fine.
Also receiving votes, George Allen, Travis Barker, Chris Berman, Jack Black. I agree with that. I don't stand him. John Bolton, Barry Bonds, Danny Bonaducci, Mr. Boston from VH1's I Love New York. Have you seen that show?
No.
Oh, no.
Have you seen what Flavor Flav's show was?
Yes.
It's the opposite.
It's kind of like when they made The Bachelorette after The Bachelor. They took one of the losers from Flavor Flav and gave her own show.
Ooh,
so she had
that
was
a mistake.
They have all these, you know, really testosterone stupid guys trying to fight for the attention of this woman that they call New York.
Gotcha.
Andy Dick, Billy Crystal, Billy Ray Cyrus. Will Ferrell.
Hey, Billy Ray Cyrus is kind of cute. Can't dance worth a crud, but...
Well, you know...
And he's got funny hair.
The fat Jared Leto.
Look who you just said that in a room with.
Don Vito. This is an interesting list, because everyone has their own... I mean, it's one of the things that we were talking about on the show before us, was... You know, everyone's got their own...
idea of what...
Beauty is skin deep, and some of us have more skin than others.
Well, you know, it's also subjective.
Yeah.
So, we are getting close here to the end.
This is the end.
Yeah, which means I got to queue up these PSAs.
Yes, you do.
This is the show that will now end.
And
see, they don't pay attention to the week. I'm supposed to play the Laura Palooza advisory, but I don't think she's here. So
No, she isn't. It's Messerschmitt tonight.
Yeah, so...
World Domination Happy Hour.
So I'll just play the other one.
Yeah,
play the other one. I really like the other one.
The other one.
That one.
That one's hot.
Okay, this is After Hours. Queer Radio with Attitude. If you want to
Yes.
Get in touch with us. You can send us snail mail. It's After Hours Care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love, T-T, L-O-V-E-T-T.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
And let me describe it there. When I say ought, that means zero.
Yes.
Yeah. Just zeros.
Just in case there's people who aren't gun nuts listening.
Yeah.
I can say that here. I can't say it on LSA. I don't want to start doing that. I just saw the headline was Cho Gay. You know,
oh,
we're talking about the Virginia
oh,
Tech.
And I know.
I described it afterwards. Wicked. I said, the problem is, you know, he suddenly realized, you know, as an Asian student, he wasn't going to get laid being an English major. And he took it out on the engineering students where he was supposed to be.
Okay.
That was the problem.
Gotcha.
All right. Or if you want to send us by electronic mail, it is afterhours@kpft.org. We love your interest, your news,
hate
good
mail,
news,
fan
good
mail.
News, bad news, love mail, hate mail,
dirty pictures.
Let us know you're out there.
Yeah.
We want to know we have something besides a captive audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
You were listening to KPFT Houston,
yeah,
90.1 FM. No, it isn't.
No. It depends on where we're listening to.
Yeah. Anyhow, we love you anyhow.
Yeah.
Listen in. Blessed be. Much love.
Good night, kids.
Good night, kids.
See you next time. Tune in on Monday to our sister show, Queer Voices, which will be giving you the information of who will be the Grand Marshal.
Ta-da!
Ta-da.
We're
going
to find that out. Queer Voices is on 8 to 10 p.m. Monday nights.
And I guess now I'll play Refugee.
Okay.
It's 22, Refugee.
Refugee?
Look under Refugee. You may find it under that plus one.
Catholic Charities Refugee Resettlement Department, we are working together to help refugees. Refugees are legally resettling into this country through federally funded programs. Our job here is to give them the tools and resources to be able to smoothly adapt to the American culture and workforce. We provide a variety of English and literacy classes, cultural orientations, vocational training opportunities, assistance in college applications, food stamps, and a variety of other services. One of the most important things you can do to help us is to give your time by volunteering. If you're interested, please contact Megan Hyde at 713-874-6561 and we can discuss how to get you started as a volunteer. This is 90.1 FM Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
You're listening to Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston 90.1 FM, and Galveston 89.5 FM.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.